Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another very important broadcast lined up for the listeners today. Charlie Sheen popping in for an update on our attempt to put 9/11 investigation on the front burner will be joining us in T-minus 30 minutes. 2 hours from now, Steve Quayle will be joining us with the latest updates on the flu, forced inoculations, and, of course, martial law. There are towns across the country, not just with regular Army, Marines, and National Guard being deployed on the streets in the name of police shortages, even though they've tripled the number of the police in the last 12 years or so. But now they have private mercenary police unannounced to city councils just arriving, calling themselves national police, quote, guarding local detention centers. So the private mercs are now being deployed around the country. This is confirmed. Steve Quayle called me frantically, and I missed his call last Friday. Then I got an alert from him Sunday about different towns having paramilitary private mercs deployed in them. And then this morning, Paul Watson had a big article on it. A bunch of mainstream media reported on it yesterday, but as if it's a wonderful, good thing. And locals going, we don't know who this private national police force is, but they guard the local camp that was built. No one's in it. We don't know why the camp was built, but now they say they're the police in our town, too, and are going to tell us what to do. You can't make this type of stuff up. It's just too off the charts, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I'm laughing because as if it isn't bad enough, they take blood at checkpoints without warrants in Texas now and many other areas of the country. As if it isn't bad enough that I have a news clip with the police chief of Pittsburgh and the police chief of Oakland in Pennsylvania both saying, look, you're not allowed to be on the streets. If you do, we attack you. There's no more protesting, no more meeting at parks. Martial law. And then they beat you in the head with billy clubs and hit you with sound cannons and tear gas canisters and rubber bullets if you don't. I mean, it's just amazing to see tyranny coming down on the American people with both feet, with the backdrop of endless terror alerts about the bust in Dallas and the bust in Illinois, and the FBI went out and created groups and found loners out of prison and told them they'd pay them money if they just help them build a bomb, just out provocateuring and entrapping so they can then get up and hype on the news and say that Iran's behind it and lie about Iran and say they had a secret facility when Iran's openly building centrifuge uranium enrichment centers for peaceful uses. The type of centrifuges they have can't produce fissile material 95% what they need for bombs. They make the announcement last week, hey, here's one of our new facilities, and they announce they had to admit their secret facility. We've caught them. Oh my gosh, we need to attack immediately with nuclear weapons. Oh boy. And they're announcing the end of the dollar. They're announcing world government. They're just running all over us like never before seen, saying they need 500,000 troops for Afghanistan. The left says, yay, that's peace. Obama's increasing troops, increasing contractors in Iraq, increasing troops in Afghanistan. It's liberal. He announces this week, yes, we will have permanent detention. We're expanding it and going to build FEMA centers in America, and we're not closing Guantanamo. Yay. I'm hiring nothing but lobbyists, and everything I do is secret. Yay. I'm expanding the Patriot Act that Bush got into place. Yeah, liberal. And if you don't like it, you're a right-wing racist. If you're not for torturing people, brown people in secret camps, you're racist. If you're not for expanding the abortion funding and infanticide funding in China and Africa, you're a racist. He's liberal. He's black. And all over the country, videos are coming in from North Carolina and Texas and New Jersey and California of kids worshiping Obama, much worse than the video we broke a month ago. I mean, it is downright absolute godlike worship. I mean, this is it's the worst tyranny I've ever seen, the most bizarre. It's almost satirical. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Charlie Sheen's popping in later in the hour. We have Steve Quayle with breaking news on multi-fronts. He first told me about this last Friday. I was so busy finishing Fall of the Republic and getting it delivered for mass production and on other issues, I kind of let it fall through the cracks, and then was reminded of it when it finally hit mainstream news yesterday, and we did a boil-down article at prisonplanet.com. Paul Watson, Montana town occupied by private paramilitary security force, announcing they're the police. And it doesn't matter what the mayor or anybody says. A detention center was built in the town with federal money. This is all on the local news. And then no one really knew what it was for. They said, oh, it'll be, you know, be for federal prisoners. And then now something called American Police Force has arrived with this bizarre Illuminati double eagle symbol. And they're just announcing that we are your police. And they've put decals on the sides of their cars saying that they are the local police force with the name of the town on it. And this is happening in other areas of the country. They've used Blackwater in North Carolina. They're using Blackwater in California to raid marijuana dispensaries, even places that are supposedly legal. That was in the LA Times. This is Red Dawn in slow motion. They're just conquering America without blowing their trumpet and announcing it. This is a covert operation. And it's been going on for a long time. Montana town occupied by private paramilitary security force. Organization's goal is to, quote, help U.S. government combat terrorism, patrols the streets of Hardin. A private security force whose biggest role is helping U.S. government to combat terrorism, that's on their own site, is now patrolling the streets of a town in Montana, acting as law enforcement, but accountable to nobody and operating completely outside the limitations of the U.S. Constitution in a chilling throwback to the brown shirts. The American Police Force Organization is a paramilitary unit that provides surveillance, investigative, and military services across the world, according to its website, which shows men dressed in military fatigues carrying machine guns. As part of our mission, APF plays a critical role in helping the U.S. government meet vital homeland security and national security defense needs. And because they're testing the public will probably bow down to them and start mowing their yards or trimming their toenails for them. I mean, that's how tyranny works. It's happening. Within the last 5 years, the United States has been far and away our number one client. Technologies, programs, and services performed by APF have played a very important role in U.S. military and civilian efforts to protect our homeland and combat terrorism, their website states. APF, or American Police Force, were originally contracted to provide security at a previously empty jail in Hardin. You look at it, it's a little FEMA center, barbed wire system they built. A small town of Montana. In fact, Watson calls that a jail. If you watch the newscast, it's a detention center. It's what they call it on the local news. But are now patrolling the streets driving SUVs with police department printed on them, despite the fact that Hardin doesn't have a police department. American Police Force has no jurisdiction in the area because it is a private organization, not a police force. According to Two Rivers Authority officials, having the private security force patrol the streets was not part of their contract. And then they have the local mayor on TV. I have no idea. I really don't, because that's not been part of any of the discussions we've had with any of them. Two Rivers Authority Al Peterson told KULR8 News. And again, you can watch that newscast. I posted the article, Montana town occupied by private paramilitary security firm. Peterson said that patrolling the streets was on a wish list of APF's, Captain Michael. So, see, they just show up and announce, we're here to patrol, and they have hardened police on the side of their black SUVs. I mean, they're doing this everywhere, mainly Blackwater. This is bizarre. They've got this weird Illuminati double eagle symbol they use. I mean, unless they're Serbian, the only other use for it is a classic Illuminati New World Order symbol. The American Police Force is a shady outfit shrouded in suspicion, according to an Associated Press report. Questions over the legitimacy of the organization abound. Government contract databases show no record of the country of the company. Security industry representatives and federal officials said they had never heard of it. On its website, the company lists its headquarters as a building in Washington near the White House that holds virtual offices. A spokesman for the building said American Police Force never completed its application to use the address. Sounds like a classic CIA cutout to me. Furthermore, APF was tasked with filling the empty Hardin jail with inmates without any clear indication of where those prisoners would come from. And you watch the newscast, we keep calling it a jail. They call it in the newscast, there's several of them, the detention center that was built. And then they just arrived, and no one knew what was going to go in the detention facility. It's unclear where the company will get the inmates for the jail. Montana says it isn't sending inmates to the jail, and neither are federal officials in the state, according to the report. Maybe the inmates will be local population of Hardin if American Police Force is allowed to continue to pose as law enforcement outfit in the town, which is exactly what they intend to do, at least for another month. And people commenting in the comment section of Prison Planet rightfully point out this is as banana republic as it gets. This is as hardcore third world as it gets. This is just like Iraq or Afghanistan, totally occupied by private mercs. And this is not the only case. This is happening all over the country. Having a private security force whose stated mission is to help the U.S. government combat terrorism, patrol the streets of small towns in America without even having the authority to do so from local authorities is obviously a frightening pretext and harkens back to private paramilitary forces that helped Adolf Hitler rise to power in Nazi Germany. Many fear that if martial law is declared in response to a flu pandemic or other emergency, private security forces such as APF will be used by government to oppress citizens by operating outside the law. This is completely unconstitutional and a flagrant threat to the liberty and security of the population of Hardin. The county sheriff is effectively breaking the law if he doesn't immediately kick APF out of the area and end the occupation of the town by a private paramilitary army. And we're going to go ahead and play this little local newscast. And then we have a blind spot. I tend to report things before they're mainstream news from government documents. And then once it becomes a big issue, we don't go back over it enough. I mean, I mention almost every day, watch out for the Gardasil shot. It's killed a lot of people, and we put up links to mainstream news. But I did about an hour of research last night, and my head was spinning. Literally, hundreds of newscasts on YouTube alone under the term Gardasil deaths, Gardasil illnesses, Gardasil adverse reactions. Hundreds. I mean, I couldn't watch them all. I ended up watching, I don't know, 20, 30, 40, I don't know. My wife said at about 1 o'clock, why don't you come to bed? You need to get your sleep. You're supposedly not going to be working as much for the next few months. I mean, my head is spinning right now, ladies and gentlemen. My head is absolutely completely spinning because it was worse than I thought. There are deaths all over Scotland, all over England, all over Europe, all over the United States. There are giant women's groups and mainline groups fighting it, PTAs fighting it, mayors fighting it. Merck is in a lot of trouble, but they don't care. They put out Vioxx and everything else. This is part of their stratagem. They've already been given government liability protection. But here's the headline. Schoolgirl 14 dies and three classmates taken ill after being given new cervical cancer vaccine at one school. Another article, as you know, last week, they're threatening to take people's children if they complain. If their child dies or gets sick, they threaten to take the other kids if they don't shut up and sign forms agreeing to it. Even when they start dying from the second shot, they'll say, look, we're going to take your kids, take the third. There's not even a law. They just come with weapons in England. In the fourth hour today, I'm going to mainly just play testimonies of women and young girls who've had the shot, and they show videos of them, cheerleaders, you know, marathons, you name it. Now they can't walk. They're paralyzed, drool dripping out of their mouths. Photos, video of the hellish blood pouring out of them. I don't know if we're going to play that, but we're definitely going to link up to it. I mean, how do I sit here and calmly go over all of this and then be laughed at by the mainstream media while all of this is happening? So we're really going to spend an hour on this today because at least we can do something about this. We can't save the world. We don't have all the answers. There's too many issues to cover, but at least we can stop drinking fluoridated water and keep our girls, and now they want to force our boys to take this Gardasil live cancer virus. Let's go ahead and go to this video out of Hardin, where they've got the troops patrolling around the private mercs. We'll go to break and come back and cover other news. Stay with us.
Well, members of the American Police Force showed up in Hardin yesterday, driving vehicles with Hardin Police written on them. As Color 8's Nick Law reports, it created quite a stir, especially because Hardin doesn't have a city police department.
This was the talk of the town in Hardin on Thursday. Mercedes decked out in the City of Hardin Police Department decals and driven by American Police Force members. Two Rivers Authority officials say having APF patrol the streets was never part of their agenda.
You know, I have no idea. I really don't, because that's not anything that's been in the discussions that I've had with any of them.
As it stands now, the Bighorn County Sheriff's Department is contracted to patrol the city, and APF has no jurisdiction. If that was changed, Peterson claims it would have to go through the city council. As for the jail contract with APF, both sides are yet to agree on a deal, as bondholders rejected it again on Thursday morning.
No, it's a complicated issue. There's a lot of tax laws that they're working through, and we're just hoping now. We thought we were going to get it by Tuesday night. We're hoping now we can get it by Friday night.
And Two Rivers Authority officials say the contract only deals with the detention facility and the training center. There's no mention of a homeless shelter, animal shelter, or any other services for the area.
Well, you know, that was never in the contract to begin with. I think it was just kind of on a wish list of what Captain Michael wanted to do here.
American Police Force officials plan on staying in the Hardin area for the next month.
And that was Color 8's Nick Law reporting. The exact details of the contract talks between Two Rivers Authority and American Police Force remain under wraps.
Under wraps is it's covert. Can't let the terrorists, the American people, know. By the way, major newspaper, The Globe, is reporting that I am officially on the White House enemies list. That's been in the news. Been in the AP, they have an enemies list. I'm near the top of the list. All over the United States, from Tennessee to New York State, they are not allowing conservative or libertarian kiosks. They give them the license at first. There are pro-Obama and anti-conservative kiosks around the nation. Those are fine. But malls all over the country are banning them. And this is in the news today, the latest article out of the Johnson City Press. No more business for no Obama salesman. And it says he has a business in the mall, and he's been told he's not allowed to have it. Now he's being kicked out. We see these articles every couple days at different malls. Now, I just got a Globe World exclusive, and it came out a few weeks ago that the White House does have a big enemies list, and insiders have now leaked it. Livid president targets loudmouth Glenn Beck, singers Pat Boone and Toby Keith, and rival Sarah Palin, and they have the list, and guess who is number 24 on the list? I mean, this is front page of a big Canadian paper, and British papers are both reporting on this right now. Alex Jones, maker of the anti-Obama films, The Obama Deception and The Fall of the Republic, The Presidency of Barack Obama. I even beat out Michelle Malkin. She's number 25, author of Culture of Corruption, Obama and His Team of Tax Cheats, Crooks and Cronies. Boy, this is not good news. I guess it is good news. Depending on the way that you look at it. Under relentless assaults from a mob of vicious critics, President Barack Obama has drawn up a secret list of enemies he aims to take down one by one. That's the shocking word from political insiders who tell Globe the White House hit list contains 25 names so far, and it's topped by Fox TV host Glenn Beck, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, Congressman Joe Uli Wilson, and author Larry Sinclair, who claims he was a gay tryst with Obama. Incredibly, ultra-religious pop legend Pat Boone, who sang the 1950s hit April Love, is also marked for action, as is country star Toby Keith, insiders say. Boone is part of a group claiming Obama's presidency is illegal. They insist he was born in Africa, not Hawaii, which would violate a constitutional clause requiring the commander-in-chief be natural-born American. This is war, An insider tells Globe, Obama is going to do whatever he can to discredit these people. Yeah, they're attacking me mainly from alternative media, making up lies about me. But that actually only gets more listeners to find out the truth and hear the show. People hear the lies and tune in and find out what we really do here. So, yes, we're under a major attack. I don't get into it a lot on air, but all the stops have been pulled out against this office and what we do here. So pray for us, folks. The article goes on to say he wants them silenced. He is enraged by the constant attacks on his presidency and against him personally. He just had it. This has become a very personal for him. Iron-fisted First Lady Michelle is behind her husband's decision to go on the offensive, sources reveal. He's even held a strategy session with former President Bill Clinton, who is known as a slick political pit bull. Yeah, and to have people murdered, I would add, the Clinton death list, to discuss ways to destroy his most valuable and outspoken opponents. His most visible and outspoken opponents, sources say. Up until now, Obama has let his foes savage him mercilessly, even though insiders say Michelle has been urging him to fight back, fearing he'd be branded a wimp. Yeah, I've been seeing all the liberals on all the fake liberals, like all that Bill Maher. I watch that a lot when I'm on the treadmill because it's always re-airing on HBO. And he just constantly says, don't be a wimp, attack them, go after them, arrest them. But the leader of the free world shrugged off the attacks as part of his job. The final straw came when South Carolina Republican Wilson shouted out, you lie, on national TV as the president addressed Congress about his health care plan on September 9th. Obama was absolutely incensed by Wilson, sources say. That's when Obama said enough is enough. He's had it with President Nice Guy. He's going to fight back. Immediately after the Wilson incident, Michelle and the president's trusted inner circle got together and drafted the enemy's list. The source adds, the roster includes obvious critics like Wilson and conservative commentators like Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly, sources say. But talk show host Beck is the White House number one enemy. And for good reason, the sources say. Beck called Obama a racist. Well, he is part of a racist church. And said the insider. He said the president has a deep-seated hatred for white people and the white culture, and the U.S. is on its way to becoming a fascist state. Beck also labeled White House environmental advisor Van Jones as an avowed communist, well, he admits he is, and a black nationalist and took him down. In early September, Jones was forced to resign after Beck dug up video in which Jones called Republicans bleepers, can't say it, and revealed Obama's appointee signed a petition for 9/11 truth. And it goes on for page after page. Well, this is pretty creepy, ladies and gentlemen. Not allowed to criticize Obama, have your kiosk shut down, banning free speech at the G20 in Pittsburgh, trying to forcibly inoculate people. He has school children under federal curriculum, worshiping him coast to coast, something out of Maoist China or Nazi Germany. Wow, I am very honored to be number 24 on the top 25 enemies. Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're here live. I'm Alex Jones. Joining us, popping in with an update on his quest for 9/11 truth, his request for the president to read his 20 bullet points in 20 minutes with the president, and his quest to get the media to not distort what he said but actually debate him on fair terms, Charlie Sheen joins us. Charlie Sheen, good to have you here.
Great to be here, Alex. How are you, man?
I'm great. I just told you about that I'm on the White House enemies list to, quote, be taken out politically. I'm number 25 on number 24 of 25.
Now how long is the list? How many names are on there, or do we even know?
25 people are on it.
Oh, so you're number 25.
I mean, I'm number 24 of 25, yeah.
Ah, excellent. So you just made the cut. Congratulations, Alex. That's fabulous. Unbelievable. So these knuckleheads would compile a list, singling out people that are searching for the truth, that are asking these clowns to be accountable for their actions. It's just unbelievable. So this is the country we live in today. Fabulous. Fabulous.
It's amazing. And, you know, my film that the White House singles out exposes Bush and Obama and just says that Obama's continuing the wars, the Patriot Act, secret arrest, and that we wish Obama would keep his promises. And I guess I get on a list for this.
Yeah, you're not making anything up. You're just pointing to the truth. That's all. Yikes. I mean, I guess at this point in the game, it's better to be on the enemies list than the friends list, right?
Absolutely.
If you're on the friends list, you got to be employed by Wall Street, you know?
Absolutely. Charlie, let's get into your 20 minutes with the president. Mega viral all over the web, millions of views, and your message to the president, the video. The media attacked you. They distorted what you had to say. They never really mentioned your specific bullet points, like 6 of the 10 commission members saying that 9/11 was a cover-up, a hoax, a fraud, that there should be a criminal investigation.
Right.
I know this has been frustrating for you and I. Can you speak to that?
Well, yeah, it's exactly what we anticipated would happen, that they would attack the man and not the facts. But it got so blatant that I think they really showed their hand in how they treated it and how they behaved around it. And I think that I think that sends such a huge message right there that you and I put forth something that they just, as I said before, they couldn't disassemble, so they tried to disassemble me. You know,
absolutely.
And it's a shame because we're not naked shouting from the top of a building, come debate us. We're just, we're issuing a very calm and reasonable offer to just sit down in an open and fair debate forum and hash this thing out. And as you and I were talking yesterday, we did get a nibble. We got a nibble to O'Reilly's credit, but it's odd to put those two words in the same sentence, O'Reilly and credit. But it just, we haven't reached an agreement on the terms that we set forth.
And this afternoon, we're going to be publishing an article at prisonplanet.com that I and Paul Watson are going to be putting together. And specifically, now we can tell people what happened behind the scenes. Larry King Live contacted you, your publicist. They wanted to have you on, but then they couldn't find anybody to come on and debate you.
That's correct. Yeah.
From the other side, we have those emails.
Right.
We also then, O'Reilly's people contacted and said, yeah, basically come on our show and we'll slap you around and turn your mic off. Basically, you said, no, we're going to be publishing that email. You said, no, we want to do it neutral, where I get 1 minute, you get 1 minute. Good Morning America looked at it and then backed off of it. I guess that's the nibble, because if they actually put you on TV, and they know this would be huge ratings, so there's no reason they shouldn't,
right,
except for the fact, as we talked about, I'm just paraphrasing, your analysis that I think spot on, dead on, that they know your 20 points are too powerful and they don't want that discussed. And so they're turning down Charlie Sheen wanting to have a debate on national TV, which any TV producer would kill to have happen.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, I mean, I can't say that, but if you insist, then thank you. But I, as I said, I just think it's in keeping with how this very deceptive and dangerous machine operates, and as long as they've got the media under their control, then this is the mountain that we must continue to climb,
Well, it certainly is. Now, maybe O'Reilly will agree to debate you somewhere, or maybe even agree on his own show to have a moderator in and to have a real debate. I mean, it would be as big as Vice President Gore debating Ross Perot. I guarantee it. I mean, they could definitely sell tickets to this thing, but they are afraid. They want a one-sided, well, just like what we saw with Geraldo Rivera when he was on O'Reilly. I mean, they pulled out every stop, or that other show that they have on in the middle of the night on Fox. I mean, this was the most brutal, savage attempt at character assassination I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was even worse than the first go-around back in March of 06. It's almost like they were sending a message, we warned you back then and now we're going to, we're pulling out all the stops this time. But again, if 90% of the comments of the reader comments and of the viewer comments, everybody, at least 90%, they kept saying, look at his document, look at his facts, look at his data, look at his information. Stop going after him. So people, are very much aware of this sham tactic,
Well, in the final equation, tens of millions of people conservatively read your letter, read your bullet points, And it has definitely re-energized 9/11 Truth. It was still growing, but not as fast.
Right.
So I commend you. You
oh,
knew
thank
you'd
you.
Be a well. No, thank you, Charlie. You knew you'd be attacked for this.
Of course.
Why did you do it in the final equation?
In the final equation, I have to say that the message I was trying to get out was new president, new investigation. I think that's pretty much it at the end of the day. New president, new investigation, you know.
And as you said in the letter, you voted for Obama. You believe all the things he said he was going to do. Has he kept any of his promises, Charlie?
None that I've observed. If you discover any that were kept, please bring me up to speed, you know.
Believe me, I'd like to find some. Now he's saying Guantanamo is going to stay open and they're going to set up camps here in the U.S. Shifting gears here, because I know you've got to get back on the set. You guys are rehearsing for Two and a Half Men, the top-rated comedy TV show right now. The contest. Now we announced a few weeks ago we're going to have it. Monday is going to be the official date. Charlie is judge, jury, executioner. He is the guy that is going to watch the videos.
Right.
People are going to have 1 month from next Monday. We're going to have a special website that we're building just for this. And I'll have the specific rules that Charlie and I are finalizing the next few days. But specifically, Charlie, what are you looking for in the winter here?
I'm just looking for the most interesting interpretation of the material. And you know, I would, you know, I'm not looking for people to turn it into a song. That might be a little much, but I'm just looking for perhaps the most interesting interpretation, the most passionate interpretation, just something that you and I might not have thought of in imagining what people are going to present, how they're going to construct this thing, how they're going to create it and present it. And again, you know, people don't have to be off book, meaning no scripts in hand, you know, because I mean, I, you know, you and I wrote the damn thing and there's no way you and I could do it memorized. So it is fine with the document in hand if it's just read. But, and again, there's no constraints on race, on sex, on age, on anything. It's all about just whatever two people decide to sit down and bring this thing to life, and however they do it, then the one that strikes me as being the most interesting, that's the one that will award to be the winner.
And there's not only the $13,500 prize, because you want people after taxes to get $10,000. Very nice of you, Charlie. I was announcing.
Thank you.
You bet. I was announcing $10,000, and then you corrected me during the break. You said, well, make it so they get actually $10,000 after taxes. Second place will get $1,000. Third place will get $500. There's a secret surprise as well that is going to be done with some of the best videos that we're going to just leave as a surprise until later. But this is a contest everybody wants to be involved in. I want to see hundreds and hundreds. I know we're going to see hundreds and hundreds of entries. We've seen hundreds when I have a $1,000 prize.
Right.
In closing, I could paraphrase your idea, but we're doing this obviously so that there are hundreds of viral videos with the 20 bullet points and people can boil down the 15 pages or so. They don't have to read the entire document. Charlie, closing comments on that.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping, because there's been a bit of a lull since the publishing of the document and the launching of the video, I'm hoping that this brings it back to the forefront and floods the internet with all these new videos and all this new energy and really is a slap in the face to Google and what they did, or to YouTube and what they did to that video, you know.
Yeah, they clearly put the brakes on it.
It was obvious. I mean, come on. It was 100,000 views a day. And then suddenly, it just came to a screeching halt. It was a little suspicious, to say the least, you know.
Well, Charlie, I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing. But just to give people a little bit of a hint, this video contest is phase two. And throughout the future, just so people can get a little bit of foreshadowing, we are planning some other interesting things.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. No, this is not. This is a multi-phased project, and phase one complete. Phase two is beginning, and phase three will be a big surprise.
And phase two is all about the listeners and the viewers taking action. We're giving you the ball. Run with it. And again, there's a phase two to phase two. Charlie, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Not at all. Thank you, Alex. I will talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, my friend.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. There goes Charlie Sheen. Yeah. This guy has got a new idea, and I'm just going to leave it at that. That is much bigger than even the first. And believe me, now, by the way, I ended up staying up late again last night working on the Gardasil stories and researching what's happening with that. And because we got so many hundreds of entries, I was not going to not watch them all. I finally watched all of them. I bit off more than I can chew. I got behind on judging all of these. Was supposed to announce it a couple of weeks ago, the latest $1,000 contest for your political poster. We've already had the other one and paid out on that, the Obama Joker poster. That had huge international success, thanks to you. But I have judged, and at the end of the show today, I'm going to announce the winners. Tomorrow, I'm going to play the three winning videos. But we're going to get another article out today or tomorrow about it. I just got so far behind. I bit off more than I can chew. I try to do too much. It's like I'm a mule trying to carry up a big bag of rocks on my back up a mountain, and I kind of slid down a little bit. But that's okay, because I kicked. You ever seen a mule when it gets mad when it's trying to climb up a hill or something? It gets mad after it falls down and kicks back up the hill. I've done a little bit of cowboying, so I've seen horses and mules and stuff. When they get mad, like let's be honest. I was always in there with a hot shot or dehorning them, and a few times got on a horse, but always got thrown off or hurt. The real cowboys, they'd be in there with these wild steers that had been out on a big ranch for years and never even been vaccinated or dehorned. They were getting ready for sale. And they'd have incredible workhorses and mules, and they'd lasso, one of those cows or bulls and start dragging them in with two horses or one horse. And sometimes that horse would get pulled back, and you'd see that horse get mad and just bustles would pound out, and those horses would just start bucking, dragging a cow twice their size, a bull twice their size, just going wild. Anyways, that's where that analogy comes from of seeing a horse when it gets pissed off. Just amazing. I've seen horses drag cattle through fences, just getting wild. Anyway, side issue. Real cowboying, folks. Not the stuff you see at the rodeos. It's even more vicious. That's why I'll make a documentary about real cowboys. Every time I see a documentary about cowboys, it's some guy lives on some family ranch and wearing a big fancy hat, and sure, he's good with a lasso. But real cowboys are out at 3 a.m. at the bar, drunk as a skunk. Then they're driving 18-wheelers hauling gravel. And then they go out 3-4 days a week with no sleep and getting fist fights with each other and drag cattle around. These people are maniacs. Side issue. I just wish I could go make documentaries about stuff like that, the things I've experienced. It's very macho culture, folks. Very macho. I mean, you'll just be sitting there, when I was like six. I did it when I was 13, 14, 15, and some when I was 16 on the summers. You'd be sitting there. And these guys were so testosterone out. I'm not even going to tell the story. People wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it. Side issue. Some things are just better not told, I think. Actually, people don't believe it anyways. That's weird-ass life I've got. I'm now on the White House enemies list. We get Megadeth on. We've woken up, naming their new album off of Endgame, my film. A lot of people were pointing that out. I actually knew behind the scenes it was named after that, but I wanted to let Dave Mustaine say it on air. And I was getting these emails. You lying bastard. Megadeth urinates on you. They hate you. And I was like, yeah, right. But look, it's just a little bit of satisfaction here in the face of all this danger to have the White House, to be on their enemies list, to see that we're waking up Bruce Willis and Dave Mustaine and Charlie Sheen and Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson and just countless other people I can't even name here because they want to be private. People say, oh, what's it matter if you're waking up celebrities? That's a gauge of society. And if the celebrities aren't fake right-wingers or fake leftists anymore and they've woken up to the paradigm, that is just a signpost or an indicator or a thermostat showing you the mercury's rising for liberty. And so it's a blessing. I'm very honored to be on the White House enemies list. It's just if I get killed in a carjacking or I get found in a hotel room in a clown suit with heroin needles hanging out of me, I don't dress in clown suits or inject heroin. And I say that because that's the kind of thing they do. They kill you and dress you like a woman or they kill a woman and kill you and throw them in, you know, into a pit. This is the kind of crap. They walk up in a grocery store parking lot and cap you in the back of the head and take your wallet. And if that happens to me, because it says Bill Clinton's involved in this and he runs hit teams, murder teams. Don't forget the Clinton Chronicles and all of that, the death list. If they do kill me, remember, that is a victory. Not a victory for me. I mean, I don't want it to happen, and I'll never kill myself, and I love life so much it's unbelievable. But in the final equation, it means we're hurting the New World Order. It means we've got power. It means we're affecting change. It means they're scared of us. Man, I walked out on my front porch last night, and there were huge orange and red and pink thunderheads with the sunset hitting them, flashing with lightning. The moon was out. Jupiter was out. It was still daylight, but Jupiter and the moon were out, and it was just so gorgeous. And I could smell the fresh-cut grass and the oak trees, and I just love God. I love creation. I love innocence, and I'm so thankful for the position God's put me in, the great honor of standing against the beast. Can you put a price on peace? Peace sells, but who's buying? The New World Order, that's who, the eugenicist, as the Gardasil deaths mount. They admit all the poisons and cancer viruses are in the vaccines. Crank it up! Sells, ladies and gentlemen. That is Vintage Megadeth. And we are now on the White House enemies list. There we are. on the list. Just made the cut. 24 of 25. Beat out Michelle Malkin as a greater enemy. Megadeth.com, if you want to get that track and others. The new Megadeth album, Endgame, is out. Going to be making it out to California soon. Get a video interview with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth about the New World Order. We'll be back after this quick break, getting into the Gardasil, the police state, the attack on the dollar, the New World Order, and your calls at 1-800-259-9231. And then Steve Quayle joining us as private merc teams hit the streets in the United States. We'll be right back as we take on the New World Order.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I will be announcing in the fourth hour today the winners of our last political poster contest. It's very hard judging them. But the best man has won. So we'll tell you first, second, and third place coming up. My head is spinning. I mean, I am on the White House enemies list. Bill Clinton running it. Bill Clinton doesn't play games. This is total creep fest going on here. And then look at these stacks of articles. This is coming up in the fourth hour. I'm going to start the fourth hour with this. Schoolgirl 14 dies and three classmates taken ill after being given new cervical cancer vaccine. And then I have other reports here in the U.S. of people dying. Totally creepy. And we can show you video and photos of the blood pouring out of them. I don't know if I'm going to show those, but you can go find them on YouTube if you want. It's so hardcore that the globalists are carrying out a soft kill operation right in front of everybody. And it's come out in the news that it's got the old flu vaccine, the regular seasonal, and the new one has thimerosal, mercury, squalene. We have the inserts now. In fact, guys, did you print me that other insert where she'd highlighted it? You were telling me when I came in that other insert sheet had come in where it, she talked about it yesterday. Here it is. But we have a bunch of other inserts, too, that I'm going to go over coming up. Yeah, here's the insert, and we've got it all highlighted, so we'll give people a close shot of this coming up. It's just mind-blowing. In fact, maybe I should just start getting into this hour. And it lists that it can hurt your fertility. It lists that it can cause cancer. It just listed everything. And this is the influenza virus vaccine Fluvirin, Norvitis. And we've got all that highlighted. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I keep saying unbelievable because this is unbelievable. Healthcare workers protest state-mandated H1N1 vaccine in Albany, New York. Meanwhile, the media is saying no one has to take it. Massachusetts passing laws to forcibly inoculate. Mass vaccination against swine flu begins in Australia. We've got another influenza virus vaccine, Fluzone. Another one here. It says multi-dose vial contains thimerosal, a mercury derivative added as a preservative. There's that from one of the other vaccine inserts. It's just cancer jab alert after girl dies, BBC. It's just, and then the financial news I've got is all completely off the charts. And then we've got these reports. Montana town occupied by private paramilitary security force. And they built some weird FEMA camp in this one town. Steve Quayle coming up in 55 minutes to break all that down with us and the latest flu developments. Oh, man. We've got a video of teen attack beaten to death in Melee in Chicago as people beat him to death in the street. This is shot from an iPhone. And, of course, they can't call for banning lead pipes and boards they beat him to death with. Chicago's this crime capital because they've disarmed the public. And now, though, I guess they'll call for banning steak knives. England's actually done that. And butcher knives, clubs, pipes. They were using pipes and clubs. I'm going to play that video. Mandatory flu vaccination splits workers. Another headline in the U.S. It's all happening. Troops are being deployed everywhere. And I'm pinching myself, trying to wake up from this Cross Between an Outer Limits episode, a 1984 book, and The Twilight Zone. I'm going to come back. You want some more Megadeth? We're going to play Darkest Hour. A little bit of that for you, then start getting into the news, taking your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231. The Republic is in its darkest hour. Will you come to her aid?
My hour of need. No, you're not there. And no, I reached out for you.
Mustaine, an amazing guitarist, amazing songwriter, now fully awake to the New World Order. Thanks to all of you out there. Believe that we are on the White House enemies list? Again, we are back live. Look, I'm just going to open the phones up, regroup here. So much news coming in. Merck teams, national police forces, world government being openly announced, Gardasil deaths, deadly stuff in the flu vaccine now being admitted. It's all just off the charts insane. Let's go to your phone calls. Dave in Kansas. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got an idea for how we can start to take apart this police state and all these provocateur tactics like they're doing at the G20.
Yeah, for those that don't understand a provocateur tactic, briefly, you'll have peaceful demonstrators, the cops will come out either with hired thugs or themselves, dressed as anarchists, attack the police, burn a trash can, so they can then attack the peaceful crowds and legitimize the announcements of no protest, no congregating allowed in the city of Pittsburgh or the surrounding suburbs of Oakland. And we have those clips coming up later where the police chief just says, yeah, you're not allowed to protest, you're not allowed to be on the streets. And so they do that to rationalize and sell their operations. They commit false flag attacks.
Yeah, and this could even go deeper. I mean, this could even include 9/11 and other things. But it's going to take the help of some of the wealthy listeners out there who know who they are, I guess. But how about some people with some money set up a program of cash rewards for anybody in law enforcement or military to come, if they'll come forward and sign an affidavit that they committed a crime on the orders of superiors, they'll get
I don't
cash
think
rewards.
With the laws that you can give cash rewards to people to come to anything but a grand jury or jury, that those have to be set up under state laws. And that would just be a labyrinth of operatives and disinfo and honeypots and setups and people trying to feed you disinfo and burn you.
Well, I mean, they would have to be a member of law enforcement or military, and they would sign an affidavit saying that they had personally committed a crime on the orders of one of their superiors.
Yeah, the media would say they were being paid to lie, which is what they do, pay informants to do. How about the police and military come out because of their oath and tell the truth about how they were ordered to tell lies?
That would be too good, too, I guess. I just don't see. You know, he's got to do something about this because nothing gets done, and they just get away with these tactics over and over again.
Dave, I hear you, but... It came out in Denver that the police attacked the police in the Denver Post, and the police admitted it, and nobody got in trouble. That's one point, one case of many, one example of many. We need people in Denver to go to the city council, to go to the grand juries, state and federal grand juries, and call for indictments for that. In Canada last year, they got caught staging attacks on police. The major papers admitted it. The Royal Mounted Police admitted they did it. No one got in trouble. In the G20, the last meeting five or six months ago in England, in London, the police got caught beating a man to death delivering newspapers and then covered that up and were caught provocateuring. No one got in trouble. In Greece earlier this year, the police got caught on national TV attacking storefronts to blame it on the protesters. No one got in trouble. So take 9/11. We have Sybil Edmonds, FBI translator, saying bin Laden was taking orders until 9/11 from the CIA. They gag her. They shut it down. The media won't cover it, though a few major magazines and newspapers have covered it, but still it's tiny amount of coverage. AP is reporting that Jesse Trinidad, who we're going to get on this week, in fact, that's somewhere here in my stack, reprint that for me, guys. I'm having trouble finding it in my stacks. I cleaned the desk off this morning and still can't find it. That they've edited the FBI tapes that he got, and he also got FBI documents that they were surveilling Elohim City, run by the Southern Poverty Law Center, who, by the way, is targeting us viciously right now. There's evidence they've got black ops going against us in Austin, and that they were in control of it. I mean, we have all the evidence here. We have the information. And I'm not poo-pooing your point. It's just that people say, oh, wealthy listeners. The globalists have all the money in the world and the power, and they can barely carry out their operation. I mean, sure, it would make things easier for us if we had $10 million or $1 billion or something, but I wouldn't even know how to spend that money and what to do with it. Because it's one thing to have money. It's another thing to implement a plan. Our plan is to get the truth out and try to get the people active and to get out there on the street and to take action. My plan is to try to get more good writers in-house that we can trust. But we are isolated in that we have had people try to infiltrate us and bring us down from within. I mean, this isn't a game, folks. We're on the White House top 25 enemies list. I mean, this isn't a game I'm playing every day. I try to explain this to people. And, you know, by the grace of God, I'm still alive. They also don't want to kill me or set me up because they don't want to underline and highlight that I'm telling the truth and I'm the real deal and that I'm a true leader and involved here trying to energize the people. If they kill me or set me up, that will underline and highlight everything I've said and done. But they're entering a phase now, and I've told people this. I could clearly see it with what's happening around my office and other things in my life, that they may just say to hell with that and go ahead and blow the hell out of me. And I've got to steel myself. I've got to get my spine up and get in position and take my licks. I asked for this, and this is what I want, and this is who I am, and may the chips fall where they may. I passed the point of no return a long time ago, ladies and gentlemen. And it is a distinct pleasure to know I'm on the side of good. It's a distinct satisfaction to know I'm not a coward and I haven't disgraced my family name. But I don't have all the answers. You out there collectively do. And it's about getting involved and not letting the feds take over your local communities. So you want to see the solution. It's like V for Vendetta. Look in the mirror. We ought to pull up on YouTube that V speech when he goes, I know why you did it. You were afraid, so you gave these men control. But if you want to know who's really to blame, all you have to do is look in the mirror. And that is all of us collectively. But they can kill me or set me up or demonize me or destroy me or make lies up about me or pull me over and throw drugs in my car or whatever they do. You know, they got a playbook. I don't know what play they're going to run, but I know they've already run a lot of plays against me. But because we're so clean and so, you know, paying all the taxes, doing everything right. Worst thing I do is speed sometimes when I'm late getting to work. Got a little bit of a lead foot there. But, you know, if they crush me or destroy me, I was a good person. I'm not perfect, but I did this righteously. And somebody had to stand up for the innocents. And corruption had to be dealt with. I'm going to take more calls from Sherry, Jonathan, Barbara, Ken, and others. When we get back on the other side of this quick break, and then we've got the vaccine news. We've got the police state news. We've got the world government news. We've got the Steve Quayle joining us. We've got the flu information. We've got the Gardasil information. We've got an absolute overload of information. But your call straight ahead on the other side of this break. Infowars.com is the website. Stay with us. We're not in Kansas anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Information with Steve Quayle coming up. Let's go to your calls right now. Welcome to our lives inside the New World Order. It's not coming. It's here. And now we march deeper into the breach. Into the valley went the 5,000. Let's go ahead and talk to Sherry in Georgia. Sherry, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Welcome.
With the anti-Fed revolution, and it's Carrie, by the way.
I'm sorry, it's a Sherry. A Carrie, okay.
That's okay. With the anti-Fed revolution picking up speed right now, what is your personal view or your personal opinion on, you know, we've had the unusual activity of the Fed now admitting they've hidden gold swap arrangements and things like that. This push for this anti-Fed revolution. On the flip side of that, how do we know who should be in charge after control has or maybe would be regained, so to speak?
Well, A, I'm facing the battle at hand. Justice be done, may the heavens fall, as a great philosopher once said. I'm calculating every possible destination of their trajectory on how they're going to counter us auditing the Fed. And an audit, as the Fed has said, will destroy them because they're so criminal and have engaged in so much insider trading and giving themselves trillions of dollars. It's a consortium of private banks masquerading as government. Now we've unmasked them as private. And in national polls, the majority of the American people, over 75%, want to audit it or abolish it. They now know it's private. We've had that great victory. Now we've identified the real government, the illegitimate shadow government. Ron Paul has a plan to monetize it and phase it out and write off the derivatives with a partially gold-backed system after we've done that. Other people have a purely fiat system, different variants of that. We need to have a national debate and education about fiat currency and fractional reserve banking, and then get the power of the purse nationalized under the Constitution as it's supposed to be. Just follow the Constitution. People keep bashing our system of government. We don't follow our system of government for a good 50 years completely. In the last 100, they've been phasing it out. But in the last 50, it's almost gone since the mid-50s. So we have to have a restoration of what the Constitution says, and we'll just do what it says. And then Congress can decide how that's going to be done, and we can make sure it's not a private bank again that's doing it. I mean, we had Andrew Jackson fight it and beat it. We had other presidents fight it and beat it. Lincoln had fights with him. He issued his own U.S. currency. They killed him over it. That's on record. So this is the big issue. This has always been the biggest issue. Because if you let these private banks issue imaginary currency and credit and debt, we will wake up homeless on the continent our forebears conquered overnight, within a generation, as Thomas Jefferson said. I'm paraphrasing his quote. So audit the Fed. First things first, nationalize it, and then we can have a specific debate about the legislation and what Congress does with that new system.
I just, you know, fear, you know, just like anybody else, this anti-Fed revolution turning into an excuse for people who are already in office to push for global currency.
Ma'am, global currency. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. That is the Federal Reserve's talking point. The Federal Reserve hired the Enron lobbyists, the biggest lobbying firm that handles all the big corruption cases, to run their PR. And they've said the economy will implode, we'll have martial law, the banks will pull the rug out from under us if we don't submit to them. It's like Professor Black in Fall of the Republic talks about, it's like in Blazing Saddles where the sheriff's surrounded and he says, drop your guns or I'll shoot myself. That's what they're doing. And they've also put out through our own ranks, they just want to get rid of the Fed to have a new world government. They just want a global currency. If we get rid of it, we'll have a world government. We already have a Bank of the World. We already have a world government. They have SDRs and other digital currencies being traded between the private central banks. They've already gone to digital money. They're going to have regionalized currencies. They're already announcing it. That are units that are controlled by that body. That's what the G20 is meeting for. It's already here. So we have to save our currency, save the dollar, fix it, and get out of the IMF and World Bank and arrest these bankers. But again, the bankers know that they're fully discredited. So they only pose as patriots to discredit myself, Ron Paul, and anybody else that sticks their head up to try to warn the people about the real system and say, they want to get rid of the Federal Reserve so we can have a world government. The Federal Reserve is the regional private consortium governorship of the international banking cartel on record. We already have a global government. That's what the carbon tax is. That's what the Tobin tax is. That's what all these announcements are for, and more money to the IMF and World Bank. We're in a world government. We're in the new world order. They already have us under a global currency. It's bank to bank. Okay? They plan on killing the dollar to bring in the new world currency completely. Instead, we got to save the dollar and defeat the bankers. It's very simple, but you're buying their disinfo black off. We're going back to your phone calls. I've got Paul Watson about to come on because I want to, on air, give him the different points I'd like him to incorporate into an article about us being on the enemy's list. Watson is my most trusted apprentice who's off-site, and we got Aaron also doing a great job. Everybody here just does a wonderful job. But Paul, so many times I call him on a political issue and I say, what's your take on this? And it's exactly my take. Not because he follows what I say, but because he has the same understanding of the nexus points. That's why he is so precious to us. Paul Watson of PrisonPlanet.com. I want to go to Paul here in just a moment, but I want to say something about Fall of the Republic. We were about to release the Obama deception in 4 days. And the FBI showed up here. Then they started calling people randomly around the office, asking about my film and asking about my studios. And we were saying, and we've been given a federal subpoena, and the subpoena said don't talk about this case while the investigation's open, about somebody on the message board. And I said to the FBI, I said, I'm going to have you talk to my lawyers. I said, what does my film have to do with this? And they started making inquiries about our servers here at this office and offsite, and wanting to know where our servers were located separately from the investigation. And then I got some death threats over the film. And then I got followed a couple times driving home late at night, cars getting up on my tail, coming up threateningly. And I said, "Boy, I'm really getting a message here." And of course, I guess they hadn't looked in my file. When you come at me and try to attack me and intimidate me, it suddenly gives me giant reservoirs of energy. And so I released the Obama deception 3 days early, and it's the most viral film I've ever released, one of the most viral films in internet history, more than 20 million views that we know of that we've been able to count. You can order the DVD to have it in your library at InfoWars.com. Now, it's come out in major publications, and it came out a few weeks ago that the White House is compiling lists of people attacking them on the internet, asking White House supporters to spy on their neighbors, to make reports on their neighbors, anything, quote, fishy, anyone criticizing Obama. It's now confirmed he wanted to give a speech to the kids and enlist them to serve him. Now we see the curriculum singing, replacing Jesus's name with his name. Jesus loves all the little children, red, yellow, black, and white. They are all equal in his sight. Obama, President Obama loves the children. They are all equal in his sight. You know, red, yellow, black, and white. And now so many videos have come in. I've seen, I didn't count them. It's got to be more than 10 the last day. We'll try to play a couple today. Hooge, I sent you those last night. You have them? Sent a couple, I know. I mean, just they get worse and worse by the minute. I mean, they're really deploying troops. They're really setting up a police state. They're really deploying mercenaries. He's really talking about 500,000 troops now in Afghanistan, not 50,000. He's really saying indefinite secret detention of citizens and foreigners. I mean, it's really happening. So that said, that's why we released the Obama deception early. I hope I don't have to release this film early, because by putting it out with the trailers, by building up the momentum, it will be seen by more people and have a bigger effect if I can launch it on October 21st on that Wednesday, coming up in about 22 days. But I've implemented a plan. It's now been uploaded at remote sites ready that if I have to, I will pull the trigger any time to release this film. If I have to. I will tell you this, though. I've gambled on this film. It's got close to twice the budget of any film I've made. I sent 17 flights out with crews, sometimes two crews in two different places at the same time. Went to Canada, California, Florida, New York, Washington, Ohio. The list goes on and on. To have these interviews in the film, Fall the Republic is a quantum level above the Obama deception. You want to understand the mind control, the police state, how the banks did it, what the New World Order is, what their master plan is. Pre-order the DVD today, and your DVDs will ship in the order that your order came in, and the powerful extras that are at the end as well. Regardless, we need your financial support, and you support us by buying the DVDs at InfoWars.com. I want to thank everybody that has bought the books and T-shirts and materials. That's how we fund this operation. We're not like George Soros that has banker bailout money and uses it against the American people to quell free speech. We're not like the government buying tens of billions of dollars in fake newscasts and product placement and messages and sitcoms and dramas. We don't have that. We're a tiny ragtag band, and we need you to fuel our weapon system in the info war, and you do that when you buy the books and videos. So pre-order. We've got discounts where you can get some of the other films at half off, or in one case, 75% off, T-shirts 75% off. When you order the T-shirts and materials with Fall the Republic, order them today at InfoWars.com, or you can also call us toll-free, and that's 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. The film is $19.95, $5 shipping and handling, to P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And we're opening up our solar panels to the people to energize us so we can then build up another burst in the info war at the enemy. And make no mistake, we're on the White House enemies list. Of the 25, we're listed. Alex Jones for the Obama deception. Obama has called top bloggers, one guy that made the thing where he plays the part of Thomas Paine, he talks about the country, that guy on the news got summoned to the White House. Obama summons bloggers and viral video makers. And this guy's getting summoned for 1 million views. We're 20 million views, at least for Obama deception. You better believe they're aware of it and upset. And now that's proven, specifically from White House sources. And then this was leaked. And this article was written to make it sound legitimate. And that I am on the list. And I want to bring Paul Watson up right now. Paul, what is your view on us being on the enemy's list now?
Well, the thing about this, Alex, is the fact that Obama and Pelosi have an enemies list was reported weeks ago, and in the case of Pelosi, months ago. In fact, the White House encouraged people to inform on Americans and snitch on the biggest enemy to Obama's political agenda, and that was in U.S. News and World Report.
And that was a form of enlisting the people to be spies, but also to create a focus group to find out who was getting snitched on the most. I'm sorry, U.S. News and World Report. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then Politico and CBS News also reported in March that Pelosi also keeps the political enemies list. And Politico also reported that Obama kept one in also in March of this year. So it's widely acknowledged that these lists are kept. You talked about Clinton keeping lists of his enemies earlier, of which Vince Foster was undoubtedly one. We know what happened to him. But the thing about the Globe is that people will just dismiss it as the Canadian version of the National Enquirer, which is fair enough, but the fact is, the fact that Obama's got an enemies list is widely reported by numerous other.
Well, they're saying they got this from a White House source. We know they have enemies list, and they specifically target us for the Obama deception and the coming up fall of the Republic. Reading this, this reads exactly in line with how they operate, and it says Bill Clinton is running the list. He was the master of enemies list.
Yeah, I mean, that's well documented. I mean, you talked about that for years. So, yeah, it's on the record that they keep these lists, and it's no surprise that you'd be on it, because the Obama deception blows wide open the left-right paradigm and how Obama is just another puppet for the international banking syndicate, the same ones that control Bush, and his policies since he was elected have proven that to the nth degree.
Did you know that I'm the only person on the list that isn't a fake right-wing neocon? We're the only person. It's Limbaugh and Beck and all these other people, Michelle Malkin, we're ahead of her on the list, who only attack him from a glancing angle. We directly go to the fact that he lied about everything. And as citizens, we have a right to do this. And that's why they've created these enemies list. That's why they told our cameramen, you're going to be put on a terror list, and laughed at them in Pittsburgh when the police tried to set them up with the army. Because this is the new America where we all go on lists. And if we give into this chilling effect, it's over.
Well, I mean, this goes back to Bush when the White House had a policy that was later made public by Bush, which was to treat, quote, conspiracy theorists who put out theories about 9/11, which don't agree with the official story, as, quote, terrorist recruiters, and that they should be attacked and maligned. And we saw that happen imminently after. So, I mean, then you've got the DHS document that lists alternative media or people who simply disagree with the official version of any given story to be potentially dangerous, potentially domestic terrorists. So it stretches back further than Obama having a list. I mean, it's what cops and Homeland Homeland Security agents are being told is the new enemy in America.
Well, the Globe is in England, it's in the U.S., it's in Canada. It is one of the biggest periodicals, and it's one of the more serious ones. It doesn't do a lot of the space alien stuff. It's got Burt Reynolds dying, Swayze Widows, Agony, Rigged. It's got, but the big cover story, this is the cover story right now, is 25 enemies Obama wants to silence. And this is, you know, it came out about John Edwards in this publication and the Inquirer about his love child and all his lies there. I have no doubt that this is an accurate report. Obama's secret enemies list revealed 25 names who the president wants to silence and why. And again, I don't use drugs. I hardly ever drink. I kind of, you know, go 6 months without drinking and then spend a month drinking, and not even that heavily. I go off and on cigars. It's pretty gross, but chewing tobacco and cigarettes. I like anything tobacco. I speed. I race around in my car sometimes. I'm faithful to my wife. I don't do anything criminal. We overpay the phony taxes of the Federal Reserve. I have outside accounting firms in here. We try to keep our nose completely clean, Paul, and I don't want to give our enemies any attention. But they're clearly pulling out all the stops against us with foundation money, attacking us from the grassroots and the top. And I just want listeners to know that's being done because we're effective. Paul Watson.
Yeah, and I mean, we've been attacked from the left most recently. I mean, their attention span and their memory is about as short as a, you know, it's so finite because we get attacked by people like Think Progress for being right-wing extremists, when on their own website, because they're owned by a different organization, a larger organization, it says that their mission is to push the political agenda of the Obama White House, and then they accuse us of being partisan. So it's attacks like that that are so easily ridiculed, but they come in from both sides. So, I mean, this just goes to show that, you know, for 8 years you railed against Bush, and now we're again, we're called right-wing extremists.
Well, it's incredible to be a cover story in one of the biggest on-the-stand, newsstand publications, Obama's secret enemies list, and we're on it. Very, very creepy, Watson. I want to go back to calls, but I wanted to make sure you were on the same page, and you are. Show all the admissions of his enemies list. Show how they wanted to get people tattling on their neighbors, the kids serving him, how they're putting people on watch list, how they want to put conservatives on no gun buy list with no judge or jury. There's a lot of other points I meant to make when I got you on the line, but I've misplaced them mentally there. But it'll come out of the file cabinet here in a second. It's just that we are the subject of intimidation. We are the subject of attacks. We know this stuff is going on, and it is very, very creepy to have this going on. Anything else?
Well, yeah, again, for people who will attack the credibility, I mean, these tabloid periodicals sometimes break big stories. There's a reason why the National Enquirer got sent anthrax after 9/11. It didn't happen by accident, and we know where the anthrax led by.
They published the Bush daughters falling down drunk on 6th Street in Austin.
Yeah. And then you've got all the other admissions from CBS, Politico, U.S. News and World Report that these enemies lists are kept. So that's documented.
Well, I hope I don't get anthrax in the mail.
Well, I won't put anything past them, but hopefully not, no.
It really, I mean, these are people that kill millions of third world innocents. Murder means nothing to them. But the good news is this is out. So if anything happens to us, everybody knows who to look at first, the Clintons, who were openly running the Obama White House with the same crooked group of bankers that engineered the banking changes that brought us to this point in the 1990s. And Fall the Republic covers this. If the White House didn't like the Obama deception, they are sure not going to like Fall the Republic, Watson.
Well, certainly not, because, I mean, I'm getting a lot of emails from black people who voted for Obama and are now, because of the Obama deception and what we've done since, completely awoken to the true paradigm. So we're reaching the target audience that we need to reach. We're not preaching to the choir anymore. We're going out and finding those people that need to be brought out of their sleep.
Well, let's be clear. We were never preaching to the choir. That's another false attack. Oh, you're not effective. Oh, you're not reaching anybody. We've always, through our listeners, been reaching more and more people. But now we are growing exponentially. And with great power, as Spider-Man says, comes great responsibility. And it is a very daunting task, Watson. I just want to point out, I have my First Amendment. I have my rights. And coming after us is the type of thing that will bring these criminals down. And I'm kind of proud to be on the list, but I also don't like it. I would have been just as glad not to be on the list. I would tie it into the no-fly list and the watch list and what they told our crew and how this is the total secret police system here in the United States, and there needs to be a congressional investigation of these criminal activities. Because it's admitted Pelosi has an enemies list. She's admitted to that. And these people are just outrageous. And Clinton, the Bushes would kind of ignore you. They were so arrogant, they would just kill third world population, stage terror attacks to get their operation going. And are so arrogant, they would, I mean, the head of the Bush family, George Herbert Walker Bush's wife, Barbara Bush, said on Larry King Live, she said, if you talk about my family or mess with my grandchildren, I will kill you. And King said, what do you mean? She said, what I just said, we'll kill you. And the Bushes are like mafia. They have mafia rules. They say, you mess with our family. That's why one time Kevin Booth, at his wife's 40th birthday, we're at a steakhouse, and there are the Bush daughters drunk with these heavy meddlers. And he goes, let me go get the camera out of my car. And I said, dude, don't sign your death warrant. Leave them alone. Let's mess with George W. Bush. It was right at 9/11. They had federal marshals guarding them. Federal marshals came over, so they were fans. You know, we're not messing with their families. Don't mess with our families. The problem is the Clintons, they don't have any rules. They go after families, kids. They're just absolute scum. Hard to believe they're even worse than Bush, but at least he has some mafia morals here. We'll be right back. Thank you, Watson. Get us a good report. Toe-to-toe up against the New World Order. Let's talk to Jonathan in Kansas, then Barbara, Ken, Paul, Edward, and others. You're on the air. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, Alex. I've been a fan of you for a while. Have you heard of the census worker out of London, Kentucky? Not London, England, but London,
No, Kentucky. Yeah. I've talked about it. I mean, go ahead and make your point, then I'll make mine.
Right, well, he was hanged and mostly naked, and when they found him on his chest, it's
fed.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think.
Do you know what happens? Let me just tell you. You're calling from Kansas, but I would imagine you know about Tennessee and areas of Kentucky and Alabama and Texas and even upstate New York. That if you go in there around those people's marijuana crops or their whiskey stills, that's where it comes from. That's where the culture comes from. They will kill you. I got out when I was going to Bohemian Grove one year, 2003, to cover it. I got out in the middle of nowhere to urinate up against a tree. And about 200 yards away back in the woods was a shack. And somebody said, get the hell away from my land. And I said, I'm just over here stopping by the road. Yes, sir. Boom! Shotgun. And the shotgun pellets went through the leaves and were falling down on top of me because they shot from 100, 150 yards, whatever, away. They didn't have a lot of power. And I got in my car. Kevin Booth was with me because we went and shot some of the footage that you see in Order of Death. And we got in the car and sped off all these windy roads because it might be 30 minutes in those hills till you get to a bathroom or a restaurant. So let me just tell people. They're going to try to spin this and demonize people that said the census workers are violating the Fifth Amendment, making people answer how many guns do they have. You know, these 100-plus questionnaires they're giving some people. They have different versions. Some have 5 questions. Some have 49. Some have 120-something. I've gotten the 49-question one before, and this time got the 100-plus question one. And so, yes, they're trying to spin it. Oh, my God, the Patriot movement's in trouble if somebody killed this guy. He's in an area, and again, these areas of Tennessee and Kentucky where they will kill you in a minute. Go ahead.
Right, yeah, my point exactly. I just thought it may seem like they're trying to point this at, they mentioned that there wasn't no real major anti-government, you know, sentiments, but the fact that they brought it up, I always thought that
They're looking for anything. Yeah. They can kill 1,300,000 Iraqis. The police can rubber bullet a girl in the face for the Red Sox and kill her, and they don't get in trouble. They can shoot us and kill us all the time. And then they're out there getting pushy with hillbillies. Hillbillies will kill you. I mean, anybody knows that. Anybody knows you don't get off the dirt roads in many areas of the South. I mean, I grew up being told that. You don't go near hillbillies' property. They will kill you, period. And then they're sending him into the woods to people's shacks. He could have been killed by a mentally ill Vietnam vet. He could have been, by a felon, by somebody growing drugs. And they put a message, don't come in the woods. And I think it's not good what happened, but that's what they do. There's a lot of areas of East Texas you don't go into on the border of Louisiana. A lot of areas of Louisiana you don't go into. They want to be left alone. And they will kill you deader than a hammer. Anything else?
No, thank you.
And Blackwater and others try to go into these areas, which they're now trying to do. They're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Major new developments. We know Blackwater's being used in North Carolina with the police, in Southern California raiding marijuana dispensaries that are totally legal. LA Times. Another mercenary group. The town built this FEMA camp, this detention center. They didn't know what it was for, barbed wire fences. Then this group shows up calling themselves American Police Force and says they want all this acreage. The mayor says, we don't know why they're here, why they've put hardened police on their black SUVs. And all of this is going on. First hour, we played the local news clip where the mayor and others are saying, we don't know why they're here. We don't know why they say they're our police now. We played it first hour, the audio. Ladies and gentlemen, as I got Steve Quill on the line to go live with us, who told me about this last Friday, was desperately trying to call me before it broke in the news over the weekend. Steve Quill was telling me about it. He has the full intel on it. He lives up there, very nearby, and he has a huge listenership himself in that area. And he told me it's down. We went and checked. It's been removed off the local TV station website. This is very, very creepy, but we got some screenshots of it. So did Steve Quayle. They're at stevequayle.com. We'll get those added in an update to our Prison Planet article. Have Watson or Steve Watson do that. Montana town occupied by private paramilitary security force. Report pulled. Steve Quayle, before we get into it being pulled, tell people what's really happening here.
Well, first of all, Alex, around the country, it's not just in Montana, but specific areas are being identified as staging grounds for not only the foreign troops.
Let me interrupt you. You told me off air a month ago and on air this was going on. I just remembered that. You told me they were pre-positioning Mercs in your area, and you said this was, I'm sorry, black SUVs. Go ahead.
Well, the black SUVs.
You said they were following you when you even took your family fishing.
Well, the bottom line is that I didn't take my family fishing, but they were strategically placed where
I was. Okay, you said you were
headed
in the woods, and then they were, well, anyways,
they
go
were
ahead.
There. And then just recently, we had 12 Tajikistan troops on BMWs. These are the same BMWs that you and I talked about meeting.
And by the way, the UN admits their main force is Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and Egyptian, and Pakistani. That's their main UN force. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. Well, listen, the owner of the American Police Force, His real name is Eddie Ali. He goes by a bunch of other names, Jamaat Ali, Imad Fazi Ali. And what's interesting is, and the question swirling around the jail deal, which is, probably you have it on your website, I have it on mine.
They're calling it a jail. It's a giant camp.
Absolutely. They're downplaying it. And listen, the deal is that some of the officials have been put on leave to put them out of contact, or the people that have made the backroom deals. This is very similar, Alec, to the Cabazon Indian Reservation deals that went on with the InSlaw Promise software. What we're seeing here is the full integration of Marcus Wolf, Evgeny Primakov. You and I have covered that at, you know, at length over
7 years.
But what's really important, I think it will be important for us to quote Maziar Mafi, who describes the Santa Ana Company as a fledgling spinoff of a major security firm founded in 1984. Now, here I quote him, "It will gradually be more clear as things go along what the nature of this entity and what the nature of the jail is for."
Is now, is this one of the camp operator Merck groups?
Yes, it is. But it's probably one of the most lethal camp operator groups. Now, first of all, too, some stories have said there were three SUVs. Look, when I post the alert on my website, and that's where it was posted first, it was sent to me, the bottom line is this is from people who live there. There are people saying, well, I don't see any of that stuff. It can't be true. I got news for you. Before you go knocking stuff, we've done our background, and our deep pool sources are all saying, look, we know this guy, the guy that owns the company, but we've never seen this name before. So what it is, it's a bunch of different and foreign corporations and foreign paramilitary groups that have been hired by our government. Alec, listen, I'm on the phone with my webmaster, Holly Dale, and this site is up immediately while we're on the phone together, and she's capturing the screenshot that goes down because we're talking in real time at the time it's done.
Stay there. I've got key intel points that you can verify when we get back. Steve Quayle, this is mega important. Foreign merch now off.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers watching the simulcast radio show, we're showing the video of Pittsburgh. G20 admitted that, quote, secret private mercenaries were dressed up as military, grabbing protesters and throwing them into cars. We just showed that video. We'll show it again. Why do I raise this point now? They admit Blackwater, other groups are going to be used inside the U.S. The L.A. Times and the Washington Times both reported in 1993 and again in 1994, that George Bush Sr. brought in 3,200-plus Iraqi Republican Guard trained in the 80s by the CIA, brought them in out of Iraq. They were involved at Elohim City with McVeigh and others in the Black Op. We know that then Clinton brought in an additional 2,000-plus, over 5,000 total. We know they're intimately involved with security firms as their cover. I'm just throwing that nexus point out. We don't know if this group's associated with that, but we need to track them back to the Iraqis because this is Arab run. Now, stopping there, we have all of this going on. We have this FEMA center that the town mayor and others were saying, we don't know why. It was just built here. They wouldn't say what it was for. Black SUVs showed up with the term hardened police, which are not part of the police department. There's a county there, no police in the small town. They're telling people, don't talk about it, don't talk to us, you'll find out what it's for, prisoners are about to be here. From the evidence, Obama said that in Wyoming and Montana, they had built camps that they were going to put the people from Camp X-Ray at Guantanamo Bay in and other black sites in Eastern Europe and Asia, moving them there. They've also on the news, U.S. News and World Report, shown a supermax that's closed in Montana that they're going to put people in. I believe this should be followed up on. From the pieces I have, I believe that's what's happening here. Steve Quayle, you just heard those analysis points for the first time. Do you concur?
Oh, I absolutely concur, but it's even beyond that, Alex. Here's the deal.
Recap it all. I'm going to shut up. Recap it all.
Every one of your listeners must go to the internet and type in Cabazon, C-A-B-A-Z-O-N, plus CIA. And what you're going to find out, you'll find the history of what went on the Indian reservation. Hardin, Montana is in the area of one of the largest Indian reservations in Montana. Indian reservation is a Native American reservation, is a separate legal entity. And basically, the intelligence communities, look, nobody could take down a website while I'm on a phone conversation with that much authority to even go into the Wayback Machine, which is a machine you can check stories out on the Internet that have disappeared off of their original host site. No one has that kind of power except the major intelligence organizations of the United States. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is probably one of the most sophisticated, clandestine run programs in the country, and it all has to do with what Alex
said. And we don't even have the video now. We should have captured it. In fact, I meant to tell the guys, but they're overworked to capture that. I had a bad feeling earlier today. We played the audio, but before we could get to the video, I wish somebody would have, I bet one of our listeners grabbed it to put it on YouTube. In fact, check YouTube, go to YouTube, type in Hardin, Montana Camp. And I bet it's on YouTube. The second you see it, get it before they bring it down. Sorry, go ahead, Steve.
Okay, again, you need to understand that the original owner that's being represented on this whole American police force is a guy by the name of Edward Angelino. He's known by all his aliases, okay? And all of the names I read to you, the different aliases and being, you know, spelling them out, obviously he's got a foreign, it sounds like maybe an Iranian, who is the spokesman for the attorney for the group that just came on 30 days ago. So what we're trying to do, Alex, is you and I are trying to give the listeners, our cooperative listeners, meaning those that are all
the intel there, patterns to follow to get us the info.
Absolutely. And the thing is that the idea is that every single, now here's, ladies and gentlemen, we're teaching you something, and this is critical. All of the addresses are virtual addresses, Alex. They don't exist.
That was admitted in the local news, that it's a shadowy group based by the White House.
Right. I'm getting emails asking me.
By the way, that address is very close to the Iraqi Friends Committee, the group with Chalabi. I noticed that this morning.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. What it basically, let's spell it out really simply. They anticipate an event, a false flag. It will either be nuclear or the vaccination biological. And by the way, we posted the story. I'm sure you're aware of it, that the Canadians have come out and said the H1N1 vaccine is initiating the flu. Gee, you and I talked about that months ago, and that they're not going to recommend vaccination, so they're going to have to come up with a false flag. I think, what was it, the History Channel or something?
Two different groups of neighbor kids in my neighborhood took it and got sick.
Yep. But I think the thing that everyone's got to realize is this. Those camps exist for a reason. We've told the background of the garden plot. We've told.
Look at Tennessee. Look at Ohio. All these right. Shut down state prisons now being run by Homeland Security just sitting there.
Right. And look at the way the whole Pittsburgh. I mean, you had Jason and others there. I mean, look at the whole initiation. This is, I've got a very important story, Alex, and it's the militarization of the police force on my website today, stevequayle.com, Quayle.com. That everyone has got to realize.
Well, Steve, I mean, we've got the mayors, and I meant to play this today. In fact, cue those mayor clips up. I'll send you from the newsletter when you get a chance. It's in your IMs, where the police chiefs just say, look, you're not allowed to be on the street. And if you are, we attack you.
I mean,
this is an incredible martial law admission. That is martial law.
Well, and here's the thing. I've told everybody this. They didn't believe me under the Model Emergency Health Powers Act, which you and I have spoken about. They have STK orders. Those are shoot-to-kill orders. The point is that I'm getting people saying, well, they can't do this, they can't do that.
They can under the InfraGuard that's been covered by mainstream news. They can even deputize private people with license to kill 007 power. But let me stop you, Steve. Recap, for those that don't know what we're talking about, what's going on in Hardin, where it is, what the newscasts were saying, you knew about this before it was on the news. Give us the scoop.
The bottom line is a $27 million prison facility. It's not just a jail. It's $27 million.
No, we had the video. I wish we would have saved it. It was a giant FEMA camp.
Absolutely. And it exists in the realm of an Indian reservation. Hardin, Montana is about 45 miles east, southeast to Billings, Montana. Billings, Montana is 130 miles away from Miami, where I live in Bozeman. So what we're talking about is the need for, now, ladies and gentlemen, figure 10 to 16,000 acres. That would obviously encompass a lot of the Native Americans' reservation land. The problem is there's the jail facility is a giant FEMA camp being manned by foreign mercenaries who not only have no legal jurisdiction, but have basically are there under orders from some very powerful international mercenary groups.
And let me stop you. You're not saying this. They brag. They're an international merc group in Bosnia, in Serbia, in Iraq, all over the world doing secret ops. There are these black SUVs that say hardened police, and the local officials are going, yeah, we've been told they run the camp and that they run the town now. I mean, this is Twilight Zone.
Well, it's not even Twilight Zone. It's the full implementation of the balkanization of the United States. Alex, years ago, and this is critical, you've got to let me say this, years ago when I was interviewing Cold War spies and ex-spies from both sides of the Iron Curtain, they told me the United States is already scheduled to be balkanized. And when we went on the Model Cities Exchange programs with different countries around the world, the idea of foreign troops being brought into the United States to keep the order of the disintegration of the United States, we're being balkanized. So the interesting thing, too, on the American police force, they have the Serbian national crest, okay? And obviously one of the guys that's running it is a Serbian from Montenegro. But the point is, why do you have a Serbian crest on an American police force site that exists in the virtual realm? You, ladies and gentlemen, this is a major intelligence cutout, and in case everybody can't figure it out, Rex 84 and all the programs to enslave, imprison, and destroy. And for the record, Alex, what's the interesting thing about Guantanamo Bay is a lot of the torture that's gone on there can go on Indian reservations because they're not under the same laws of the United States.
Well, just like they stuck it under a special Guantanamo Bay, which was this weird no man's land, that's a great point, Steve. What are you knew about this before it was in the news.
Yeah,
what are your intel sources saying specifically?
My intel sources are saying specifically that an event is going to be generated in the next several weeks. Now, look, these guys are as tuned in as they can, but obviously there are things that change that. Everybody wants you or I to give them a day or an hour. We can't do that. We can tell them, look, everything is in place. There's 7,000 Blackwater Z employees up on the Canadian border in Kalispell, Whitefish, Montana. That's the number we're told from the inside sources. The amount of foreign troops in Montana right now, it's not just Montana, Michigan, every other border state that borders the Great Lakes or borders the Canadian border has their pre-positioned men and materials there, that there is going to be the false flag, Alex, that we've warned about and warned about and warned
about.
Now
the locals are getting upset by these black Mercedes SUVs that have hardened Montana on them and then the double eagle crest just announcing, we are your police. This is insane. Men with foreign accents stomping around. I mean, this is Red Dawn happening.
It is Red Dawn happening. And listen, when one of my, and let me tell you how close this is. When my groundskeeper, I have a full-time groundskeeper, if you will, runs into 12 Tajikistan troops, heavily armed, 30 miles in the wilderness, and I'm the only guy in that part of the country that's private. They listened to you and I got to tell you a story. They listened to you and I, and they literally prayed and asked the Lord. This was the day that you and I were on the last time. Is this stuff real? It's not that they don't believe me or you. It's just that sometimes people have got to see it with their own eyes.
Let me stop you. We have found photos of the Two Rivers Detention Center at Hardin, Montana. This has not been pulled yet. It only has 301 views. It's a huge facility. In fact, there's other videos of this. This thing looks like Dachau.
Well, it is, and I got to tell you something. This is what people don't understand, ladies and gentlemen. This is not where you go to get three meals a day. This is designed to basically be an absolute, the most dire prison system in the world.
Stay there, Steve. Stay there. This is unbelievable. Foreign troops on the ground policing America. We will be reporting on this FEMA camp. The photos are unbelievable. We're getting them posted up at prisonplanet.com. And Paul Watson's story, there's a whole bunch of different videos and photos. It is a full camp, barbershops, set up for families. This is unbelievable. I mean, look at this one, Two Rivers Detention Camp facts. Click on that one. That's got a shot of the giant facility. I mean, this thing even looks bigger than it did on the news, Steve Quayle.
Yeah, and look, Alex, I want to tell everybody something. One of the most disturbing parts of this is, listen, My source told me that one of the managers at a local business in Hardin, Montana, was visited by this new private security force, which is, quote, the new police department. The guy that was visited is an avid hunter, and they came to inform him that they had a list of all firearms that he owned. This includes all the residents of our town, and that he would need to take his guns down to have them put a marking device on them. Now, who can
excuse me, you just dropped a bomb on us. This is Red Dawn. They are now, Steve, you don't, Steve, are you, Steve, you're, we need to have this business owner on. He needs to speak out.
Well, again, the deal is I will track him down, okay?
Or is the town in fear now?
Well, I don't think they're in fear. A lot of these people are really, I'll tell you what, Montanans, and they're kind of like Texans, you know, they'll only take so much, and from what I'm hearing from the Hardin people, they're getting very, very upset, okay? But this is a bombshell, Alex. See, here's what I'm trying to tell everybody. Okay, you can use a cutaway. You can use a false front in Virginia. You can use an empty office meeting room. But when they start talking, and this was volunteered, that they are going, they have a list of all the firearms that he owned. Only the ATF can give that to him, or the FBI, and that they're going to put a marking device on them, and that they would have the people in town. Now, when people say, "Well, I haven't been told that," well, no offense, if you live 40 miles out of Hardin, why would you? You see, this is all part of it. This is absolutely.
Hold on, it's got education. It's got a school on it. Just
that's
like the FEMA camp
education.
Up here that they put the illegals in, the video we've got of the kids on the swings inside. This is a giant facility, Steve. How many does it hold?
Well, the expansion module for it, I'm told that they're talking that it will be ready to take 5,000 to 10,000 people.
Well, just from the photos we've seen, it looks like it holds more than that.
Well, no, I'm just talking right now, Alex, what's currently there. I mean, let me share this with you. When they're talking 10,000 to 16,000 additional acres, you can only use your mind to project. I mean, we're talking about, you know, pretty flat land in that area, some hills, but the point is that you can make, this is what people don't understand, the plans to incorporate almost instantaneous places to put large amounts of people. I mean, you know, we calculated that they can basically put, you name the number, they can put it there.
And the locals were on the news before the news channel pulled it going, we don't know why they built this big camp. We don't know why they're saying there are police now. And they admittedly, it's a foreign company. I mean, Steve, we have found a actual real facility. We know they've been shutting down all these other Army bases, and now in the congressional record, they admit that's FEMA camps. But, I mean, to have it manned by foreigners, and they're now it's on the news they're going around doing police duties, and the local town says, we didn't elect them. I mean, this is, I know I'm stunned, Steve. I just, when you called me last Friday, I've been so focused on other things. I saw your email, and I appreciate you trying to break it with us, and I didn't fully understand until I saw it this morning on the news. Because, I mean, you know, I believe you when you tell me stuff, but like foreign mercenaries in Hardin, I went and looked at it, population a couple hundred, and I'm like, what? And I didn't go to the links you sent me. And then, my God, even I can't believe this is happening, Steve Coyle.
Well, Alex, one of the things that you got to know is, and you know I don't harass you, I don't inundate you with stuff, but when I do contact you, It's of a critical importance.
Okay, well, you also contacted me 2 weeks ago to say, look out, I'm under hit team surveillance. What is that about?
Well, like I said, the bottom line is that specific people already have what I would call the red list assigned shooters in place. Now, this is something that people have got to understand. Look, the man that gave me the red list, the blue list, and the green list, the blue list, let me deal with all of the police, all of the military, everybody out there in the intelligence community. You who are going to facilitate the rounding up of your fellow countrymen will be terminated within 30 to 45 days by the very foreign troops that are here that are just basically taking your names, numbers, and they know
your
family.
So they're phase two. This is what the Russians always do. They use the locals, then phase two, bring in other brigades.
Absolutely, Alex. And so the thing is that they're pre-positioning what I call their shooters, okay, their assassination teams. And by the way, I've had multiple law enforcement representatives that listen to this show, your show, my show, our shows, call me and say, you know, it's really weird. We thought you were full of you-know-what, Steve, until we started seeing these guys coming along who were observers in our department, and we were told by our captains and stuff not to ask any questions.
Then that's now mainstream news. You said that years ago, that they're putting in Mercs and regular Army and Marines and departments. Stay there. This is getting heavy.
Hey.
I'm going to flush the phone calls. I apologize to Barbara, Ken, Paul, Edward, John, and others. If you are in or around Hardin, Montana, Steve has people on the ground. We're just going to leave it at that. We need your video shot. We have found a bunch of videos put out by the locals where they're bragging about the FEMA camp, bragging about the Mercs. They've taken the local news down. Everybody needs to go to YouTube and type in Two Rivers Detention Centers, and you'll get a bunch of videos. Save them, post them on your channels. They are pulling these. This is definitely run by a secret Merc group. The town doesn't know why it was there, or they're not supposed to talk about it. This thing was just built. They admitted they want to put the new FEMA camps in Wyoming and Montana for the enemy combatants. That is mainstream news. I need Paul Watson to add that to his article. This is off the charts. What is happening. Also, if anything happens to me or anything develops, we're now on the White House enemies list. You know, mainstream news, Obama's secret enemies list revealed 25 names who president wants to silence and why. I am in the list of 25, Alex Jones. If anything happens to me, Fall of the Republic has been uploaded to remote servers. It will go up, but then we'll be basically financially bankrupt. Please buy the DVD in high quality now at InfoWars.com. Get it. Make copies of it. It's just the timetable. Everything is coming together. I've got stacks of news about Gardasil killing people. We're going to go over that. I've got stacks of news about the vaccine causing deadly flu. We've got stacks of articles about enforcing nurses and medical workers and then protesting. Stacks of news, YouTube videos of regular Army, Marines, National Guard deploying from Tennessee to Arizona. Locals don't know why they're there. They're running checkpoints. The governor of Tennessee says don't do it. They keep doing it. I had state reps on about that. We're being hit from every side. They had NLE09 last month, 14 countries to quote take on a foreigners to quote take on American terrorists. That's FEMA's own press release at FEMA.gov. Steve Quayle, continue with this facility, the intel, the massive announcement that they came to a business owner and with police department, private Mercs with Hardin police on it, mainstream news, that's confirmed, and said, we want a list of your, we have a list of your guns, and we want you to put a tag on them. Be specific about this.
Well, I think, you know, as specific as you can get and as I can get is, look, we have gone on record, Alex, and are going on record and still are on record with the fact that the idea of throwing the United States of America under martial law is a given. The only question that's open is when. We are now, ladies and gentlemen, a country occupied by foreign troops. Those foreign troops know where you live. They know the guns you own. Maybe not all of them, but enough to...
they have GPS to your front door.
Yeah, and that's for those of us that deserve Hellfire missiles. That's what I was told by a high-ranking military official. Now, here's the thing, Alex. This is something I don't think people understand what I said. We are under foreign occupation. You can't say the Constitution matters. It does to you. It does not to them. When Obama made the statement that he wants a private military police force, you covered that at length. What do you think this is? And who do you think these people respond to and follow the money? How does a $27 million prison just all of a sudden get built on the perimeter boundaries of an Indian reservation in Montana, stays dormant for 2 years? By the way, our governor is a great guy, Brian Schweitzer, in my opinion, because he's gone round and round with the Hardin officials, and our attorney general said no importation of out-of-state prisoners, okay? And they're aware of this situation right now. So there's a war going on. And we have a states' rights issue versus the federal government's rights. You know, we were one of the first states that said we won't submit to the confiscation of firearms, especially made in Montana firearms. The ATF came back and said a federal law trumps state law. And that's what it all boils down to, Alex. But here's where we're at. We are right now experiencing the prepositioning of foreign troops throughout the country. We are all also seen pre-positioning of military hardware. I'm talking tanks, Bradley fighting vehicles. I'm talking being told specifically that if necessary, the U.S. military will bomb entire cities in the United States to deal with, quote, the resistors. You, by your identification on, you know, Obama's hit list, let me tell you what, Obama's hit list is nothing compared to the powers that be, the New World Order's hit list, because they have, and I think this is something that people have got to understand, this does not go on forever without a breaking point, and that's why you must do everything you can to understand what you, like you just told people, they've got to have their food, they've got to have a plan, and they've got to be prepared.
Steve, that's what our intel sources are saying, is that that's why they're beating innocent people, going into the university, attacking at the G20, attacking women, releasing police dogs on old women in the shopping district, old women with bags saying, I'm not allowed to shop, and the police are like, Billy Club, attack dog. They have been told to do this to drive everybody into rebellion.
Absolutely. And see, this is the thing. The vilification. Alex, you remember I told you, identify, vilify, nullify, destroy.
We have the DHS report saying gun owners, veterans, gun confiscation, clergy response teams, libertarians, in the Fed protesters. My guys had the police come and say that they were terrorists and call them on their phones and say, you're on a watch list now, laughing at them at the G20. These are sickos.
Well, I got to tell you something, too. I will stand by my source. There are people that obviously work for the federal government saying my source is wrong. I will stand by her, with her. She is as solid as they come. I've had corollary. And look, let me tell you something, Alex. I have to have three confirmations by independent people, unknown to each other, usually from the military, intel, and I go out and I pull out all stops. Everybody is saying the same thing. Obama is choosing. Why Montana? He's purposely choosing Montana and Wyoming as his testing ground because, number one, we don't have the population to supposedly blow the whistle, and they can buy off the local small-town people, I'm told, for peanuts, okay? For peanuts.
Remember Delta Force in 99 making bribes in major cities. The San Antonio police chief refused the bribe, went public on this show, saying, just work with us in black ops for continuity of government. They have, and then they're choosing Wyoming, Montana, because of the low population, because they can outnumber the people with the mercs and intimidate them and beta test, can they have mercs as police? Can they do this? Can they build FEMA centers? And then mainstream news. I know Watson and Steve and Kirk can pull these up. In the last few months, they've announced that Obama plans to put the Gitmo people in Wyoming and Montana.
Well, absolutely. And see, this is the deal. I mean, people have got to understand, Montana has just a little bit under 1 million people in the whole state, and we're the fourth largest state. But there's a lot of stuff in Montana. We got a lot of underground bases. I mean, big ones. I'm talking huge ones, Alex. 4 square miles underground, and usually when you see these type of camps showing up, they show up in some of the most remote areas of Montana and of Wyoming. Now listen, we're getting reports from the field of French and intelligence troops in log cabins near the Flaming Gorge Reservoir who've been met by Chinook helicopters and on BMW motorcycles and are having coolers, very small coolers, given to them. You and I talked about that, okay? Those are
bio. You said a month ago you thought they might release the flu on Indian reservations. Then the National Post of Canada said flu shots with body bags are being delivered all over.
Absolutely. Also,
oh, my God, it's starting to come together. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, also Upper Peninsula, Michigan. The amount of real estate being sold on the borders, especially for hotels, for lodges, any Great Lake lodges. I mean, I'm in contact like you are with a lot of people, and I'm telling you, they are buying a lot.
Well, Steve, NLE09 said troops from 14 countries here with FEMA training to engage American terrorists.
Absolutely. And remember when they landed at, what, Jacksonville, Florida?
13 nations of Latin America, major news.
Absolutely. And what about, Alex, the time frame is critical because I know we don't have that much time left together, but the time frame, look, 400 Border Patrol guards are being taken off the Mexican-U.S. border. That will create a corridor for the Red Dawn scenario. It is not by chance that Venezuela is seeking nuclear weapons and submarines. It is not by chance that the Cienfuegos submarine base in Cuba, top secret base, underwater access.
Plan to Aslan, plan of San Diego.
Absolutely. Everything. And look, years ago, I mean, I talked to a lot of guys that were international weapons dealers. You know, a lot of years they said the amount of weaponry going into the gangs, and I'm not talking about 38 specials or 25.
And after you talked about that, the grenade launchers and AK-47s on Costco Chinese government ships being delivered wasn't going to gangs, the LA Times reported it was being bivouacked.
Absolutely. So it's strategically placed, and what I'm watching and what I think everybody should be watching is this. Look, when you see foreign troops, make notes. And for those of you that have camera phones, for those of you that have video cameras, take them everywhere. You know, Alex, I'm notorious. Now I travel with all my stuff. I'm not going to be caught without my cameras any longer. And I'm a photographer. That's my profession before I went into talk radio. So the thing is that we've got to absolutely get photographs. And like you've already made the request to Hardin, this is the thing, you guys, everyone listening. The thing they hate is exposure, and I mean that in the pun sense of the word, as in photographic exposure. And so when we can get the photos and get them uplinked, and while we still got time, Alex, and listen, we are running out of time. That's not BS. It's not a talk radio bravado. Look, when you start identifying enemies of the state, I think there should be an absolute... Everyone who's on that list and me and others who have been, said you die soon. The bottom line is that we should be filing a class action suit for hate crimes. For hate crimes. Because they're talking about the political assassination, first of all, of free speech and of anybody that will stand against it.
This is a chilling effect, Steve. They're attempting to chill our speech. They told our camera guys, you're going to be on terror list and laugh. This is their new police state. They did hire Primakoff. They did hire Marcus Wolf from East Germany. You were correct. That came out in congressional budget documents. They are setting up the Stasi teams. They have hired the 3.4 million Girl Scouts to, quote, spy on their neighbors and help take on terrorists. AP, AFP headline. They are training the Boy Scouts of America in the Explorer Scouts to, quote, take on gun owners and disgruntled veterans. Front page of the New York Times. This is really happening. They really have children coast to coast worshiping Obama, changing the words from Jesus loves all the little children, yellow, red, black, and white, they are equal in his sight, to President Obama loves all the little children, red, yellow, black, and white, they are equal in his sight. We have entered the twilight zone, and they're testing, they're probing right now, and then as nothing happens, we just get more conditioned to accept it. But I want to give the number out, Steve, 1-800-259-9231. I've had private investigators call me, send me photos, video in Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama of the plastic coffins people laughed at. Now it's admitted it's for the flu. I've gotten internal documents from the state of New York admitting that they've got mass graves ready. Illinois and Indiana emergency managers on the show saying the police are saying get ready for the citizens to attack your police departments. Hardin them. This was in January. Get ready for mass graves. Get ready for millions dead from Chicago and your town in Indiana. Get ready for total martial law. We don't know if they're going to do this. The issue is we've never seen such a massive buildup. I want to hear specifically from people that have these new camps that have been built in their areas. I want to hear specifically from people who are in Hardin or what you think about this if you're in Wyoming or Montana. 1-800-259-9231. Only on that issue. The phones are open. 1-800-259-9231. Truck drivers, you name it. Steve Quayle, go ahead.
Well, again, we're running out of time. People can no longer just sit back and, like I'm getting emails, Alex, as you and I are speaking. Well, what does this mean to us in Indiana? There is no state exempt from this. It is going to be total. Tommy Frank's infamous statement about us, the Constitution's gone if there's a weapons of mass destruction. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's being already put forth on the History Channel that Washington, D.C. is going to get nuked. Did you watch that, Alex?
Yes.
Okay, so the thing is that it's neuro-linguistic programming. We're already being trained. The other thing that people have got to understand, this is the greatest psychological operation ever initiated by any intelligence organizations, plural, in the history of the world. And that's what Dr. Horowitz is trying to get people to understand, too. The background noise is designed to mess people's brains up. And I got to tell you something, Alex. I am absolutely disturbed by the lack of critical thinking by some of the people that have listened to you and listened to me since we both started on the air. they'll say things, well, like, how do you know this is it? We can give them 1,000 sources, 2,000, 10,000, 100,000 sources, but if they won't go and read it and see for themselves, they still live in that mind-controlled river of denial.
Well, that's it. I mean, open world government being announced, open end of the dollar, police saying no one's allowed to protest or even go shopping, attacking old women with police dogs, riding through neighborhoods, sound cannoning 8-9-year-old kids. We have photos, video, total insanity. And people are going, I don't see a police state. I don't see a new world order. They are under mind control. Let's say somebody's in Texas or Florida or New York and they want to fly to Hardin to see this for themselves. What is the best town to fly into in Montana to go see this?
Billings, Montana. And I would encourage everybody up on my website on the alert. I have both Bacchus and Testers phone numbers to say what is going on up there. And they say our senatorial delegation is aware of this. No, they're not. They do nothing. We also have Brian Schweitzer, who, by the way, is a very strong state rights guy, probably one of, in my opinion, the leading governors in America who is fighting for state rights. He understands the global grasp for water, Alex, minerals. It's all about money, okay?
It's a power grab. We're being occupied. They think we're rotten and weak and decadent, and they're just occupying us right out in the open, thinking if they just go about their business like it's no big deal, we'll accept it.
Well, yes, and also, by the way, it's divide and conquer. And let me go back to it. Balkanization. Gee, who knows better about balkanization than the troops that were involved in all the different civil wars and UN police actions than those who were balkanized, okay? That's the story of the American police force. That's why they pulled down the website. Please, everybody, go and look at my photo of the day. Alex, you're welcome to use it, take it. There's, all those things are absolutely, you know.
That's right. You've got it saved. For those that don't know, recap. Foreign mercenary group admitted, shows up with black SUVs. The mayor, he's got a different name there, the county head of that area. It's called the selectman or something. He was on. They erased it off the news channel, too. They didn't just pull American police force. They pulled the local news channel. They don't even say the story's gone. It's just gone. We've got all these videos we're trying to grab right now. And they're there coming, driving around doing police work with Hardin Police next to their American Police Force logos. The locals are saying, why are you here? I mean, this is insane. And then you've confirmed they're going to locals saying, we have a list of your guns. You have to mark them for us and do what?
They have to turn them, they have to bring them in and have them marked, okay? They put chips in them, okay? Oh, interesting. All the warnings, the alerts, and the jumping up and down and screaming we've done about the RFID technology, and now in little old Hardin, Montana, or in little old towns in Wyoming. This is happening, too, not just in Montana, Wyoming, but any place that is sparsely occupied. We're getting reports from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Greg Evenson's gone into detail with me. We're getting reports from different places in Indiana. By the way, also, warehouses. Everyone, listen to me. The places that are being configured from within are large, 50, 100,000 square warehouses, whether they're in Reno, Las Vegas, all of the major cities. That's what they're doing, Alex.
FEMA admits they're retrofitting under tabletop and NLE 09 sports stadiums and other holding facilities. Look at Katrina. The first thing the troops did was not bring food and water, but go in the high and dry areas, citizens that were taking care of their property, and take their guns and beat the hell out of them. They were beta testing the troops to see if...
No one knows what it's like.
Steve Quayle is going to be with us another 20 minutes into the next hour. We're going to be taking your calls. Steve Quayle, I know he doesn't want the credit, but he gets the credit. Last Friday, calling me frantically before he even put out his email alert Sunday, saying there are mercenaries, they're policing people, they're intimidating, they're talking to him about their guns. And I was getting the messages and didn't call him back. I meant to. I just get so much going on. It's like I'm in a batting cage with 100 balls flying at me every minute, trying to swing at them all, finishing up the Charlie Sheen situation with 9/11, finishing up this phase, finishing up Fall of the Republic. It's now on presale at Infowars.com. And then I see the local newscast and everything, and all the pieces went, whoa. If you just joined us, we're going to go to phone calls here in just a moment. You said the locals are getting angry and upset. I mean, they have the local community leader, the mayor, on the news saying, we don't know why they're running the camp. We don't know what it's for. We don't know why they're saying there are police now. I mean, this is on so many fronts. And then you add the part about bring your guns in. We've got to mark them. I mean, this is Red Dawn.
Red Dawn, but I think it's Red Dawn for the whole country, not just Hardin, Montana, okay? Because, again, the thing is that I don't think people get it, okay? The northern borders are being shut off. Ladies and gentlemen, most people, as things break loose, and Alex, on, you know, obviously Texas and New Mexico, Arizona, California, Florida, the entire Gulf Coast, you know, is going to be a landing zone. But I don't think people realize it, that it's already anticipated that most Americans who will want to flee the tyranny. And by the way, this is an open joke in the international espionage community. It's an open joke that the Americans have bragged about freedom and liberty and their Second Amendment rights, and I've heard them go to me, but it is happening under your right before your eyes, Steve. This is a guy that speaks Russian, very good English, okay? He says, you wonder how we could put up with it. Look what's going to happen to you. And Alex, that I can't argue, okay? The thing that you've got to know, too, this is just coming in from a military source. All military medical training, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, is being moved to San Antonio, and it's being moved out of all the D.C. area and other target cities. So I'm telling you, point blank, we are going to see a false flag event. I don't know if it's tied in with the Israeli-Iran thing. I don't know. But I'm telling you this, it's not just going to be a single issue. It's going to be multiple issues concurrently going off at the same time.
Steve, this is so incredible. We found a bunch of YouTube videos of this giant federally FEMA-built center. The locals say we don't know why foreign mercs are manning it or posing as police. We're going to get those added to Paul Watson's story that's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to post that again as our top story. I want to go to some phone calls now from people that say they have specific intel on this or other similar areas. Steve in Texas, you're on the air with Steve Quayle. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I want to let you know, and Steve also, I actually, once I saw this article on your site and heard you report it, I watched the video and everything, I actually got the information. I sent you a fax about an hour ago because I couldn't get through. I called the Bighorn County, Montana Sheriff's Department, and I'll give you that number again if you want it. I had it on the fax. But I talked to a woman that works directly with the head sheriff. She said he wasn't in today. And I brought this up, and when I politely mentioned to her, I was very polite, of being made aware of the APF invasion of Hardin, she immediately responded, it's fake. I said, what? She said, it's fake. I said, ma'am, I saw the newscast there. They have vehicles there with this logo on there saying Hardin Police. She said, well, that's been taken off the vehicles as if that made it okay. And I just told her politely, I said, ma'am, I want you to please let the sheriff know he's sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution. What this is a violation of his jurisdiction, and if he doesn't tell these people to hit the road and oust them, he is guilty of violating his oath. And
stay there. Tell me what she said. I've got your facts right here. Headline from YouTube, Montana town dreams of being Guantanamo of the plains. I told you they're talking about this being a FEMA camp. And we were able to find the newscast that was taken down earlier that Steve talked about. We have that newscast right now. Let's go to the local Hardin, Montana newscast live at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's the great part about the web. Everybody grabs this. Go ahead and play it, man.
Detention facility in Hardin has Montana congressional delegation speaking out.
I'm against it. I don't think it's a good idea. It's too much of a security risk. I don't think we want to have Al-Qaeda prisoners in Montana. It's a security risk that I don't think we want to have.
However, Senators Max Baucus and John Tester and Representative Denny Rehberg say they do support the jail in finding viable contracts. Tuesday, Hardin City Council gave Two Rivers Detention Center officials the green light to pursue a contract to accept Gitmo prisoners. President Barack Obama has said he plans to close Guantanamo by next January. Jail officials say their facility is secure enough to hold the terror suspects.
We understand this is a long shot at best. And really what we're asking for them is just to come out and take a look at our situation and see if it would if it would fit for him.
The U.S. Justice Department says right now the Gitmo Detainee Review Task Force is determining whether each prisoner will be prosecuted or sent overseas.
Okay, earlier I was saying I believe this had to do with Gitmo people, and then I didn't give the guys clear orders. They found the other article, the other video again. This was a separate one confirming this has to do with FEMA. But now they're on the news saying, we don't know what it's for. We don't know why there's foreign mercs here. We don't know why they're saying they're local police. And then Steve's saying they have people telling them they've got to come in and mark their guns down with them. So here's this newscast. And then we were just talking to Steve, and he sent me the facts. He talks to the sheriff's department there in Bighorn, and they say no such thing's going on. The classic denial response. Steve Quayle, we've seen this over and over again.
Well, it's standard operating procedure. Look, here's the deal. A bureaucrat wants to protect their jobs at all costs. The sheriff is conveniently gone after this story breaks. I'm not saying he's avoiding anything, but look, the bottom line is that it's happening. The bottom line is you can go to my bloody website, stevequayle.com, check out the photo of the day, and those of you that are saying, oh, this is all crap, you know, go collect your G20 paycheck and then probably, you know, swallow a sword or something. Alex, it's happening right now. It's happening before our very eyes. It's not just happening in Montana and Wyoming, but this thing in Hardin is the most visible because that was the city of Hardin wanted to fill this unusual prison complex. And by the way, in Bozeman, we don't have enough space for our prisoners. Most of Montana, even as the local state prisoners, we don't have enough room for. So the thing that's interesting is that there is a reason why this thing was built. And the funding for it should, how does a little town like Hardin come up with $27 million to build a thing? Somebody says a bond offering. Somebody has to buy those bonds. If you follow the money, you follow the intent. The money indicates the intent. So I don't care if everybody, if one man lies, another one swears to it, and everyone says, yeah, these guys are telling the truth. A lie is a lie, and it is what it is, and it's happening, and the people that are absolutely behind the American police force are absolutely known to the intelligence community. It is a major, major black op connected with martial law and the imprisonment.
Well, Steve, we know in Serbia they've had black sites, the secret ghost sites with the kidnap, snatch and grab people.
Absolutely.
We know that they're in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Pakistan. We know they're in Egypt. We know they're in Germany. We know they're in Poland. We know they're in the Czech Republic. We also know that they are in other areas. And so this fits the classic MO where they use these private ghost contractors to run this.
Well, and I think that's the thing that people got to do. By the way, Alex, the whole world, when it comes to someone admitting that a surreptitious plan is underway, goes into the I know nothing mode, okay? What's the best way to get off the hook? You just play dumb. I'm sure the caller who called that person,
I know nothing.
They know nothing. And the answer
nothing.
Is, many times, due to their
nothing.
Compartmentalization, or
come
compartmental,
on, Schultz.
They don't know.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The video was pulled. It is up now. We have it. Now, of course, they're going to run psyops. They're going to say there's no world government, no plan to get rid of the dollar, as they have open meetings and announce they're doing it. They're going to announce there's no plan to indoctrinate their kids as they begin changing Christian hymns to worship Obama. They're going to say there's no gun bills when they've got more than 15 introduced, I've seen, that openly ban the Second Amendment, and the Attorney General wants to ban everything he can. It just gives him dictatorial power. They say there's no death panels. Then they have Newsweek saying death panels, the case for killing Granny. Headline, they deny, so you'll debate whether it exists or not, so you can never mobilize. So this is just some of what we're dealing with here. We're going to play this clip in just a moment and go back to Joyce, Scott, Jeremy, Danny. Joyce hung up in Montana. Joyce, call back. I wanted to go to you. 1-800-259-9231. Keep a line open for Joyce if we can. 1-800-259-9231. Here is the video clip. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, from them admitting they don't know why there's mercs. They're saying they're police and video of it. They don't know what's going on with the camp. They don't know who's going to be held in it. It's a giant facility. And then we have an earlier newscast where the town wanted it to be a FEMA camp to hold political dissidents. We just played that earlier. And my gut told me that this was the town I'd heard about a few months ago. We just confirmed it. Steve Quayle, let's play it before it goes dead again. Here's the video.
All members of the American Police Force showed up in Hardin yesterday, driving vehicles with Hardin Police written on them. As Color 8's Nick Law reports, it created quite a stir, especially because Hardin doesn't have a city police department.
This was the talk of the town in Hardin on Thursday. Mercedes decked out in the City of Hardin Police Department decals and driven by American Police Force members. Two Rivers Authority officials say having APF patrol the streets was never part of their agenda.
You know, I have no idea. I really don't, because that's not anything that's been in the discussions that I've had with any of them.
As it stands now, the Bighorn County Sheriff's Department is contracted to patrol the city, and APF has no jurisdiction. If that was changed, Peterson claims it would have to go through the city council. As for the jail contract with APF, both sides are yet to agree on a deal, as bondholders rejected it again on Thursday morning.
No, it's a complicated issue. There's a lot of tax laws that they're working through, and we're just hoping now. We thought we were going to get it by Tuesday night. We're hoping now we can get it by Friday night.
And Two Rivers Authority officials say the contract only deals with the detention facility and the training center. There's no mention of a homeless shelter, animal shelter, or any other services for the area.
Well, you know, that was never in the contract to begin with. I think it was just kind of on a wish list of what Captain Michael wanted to do here.
American Police Force officials plan on staying in the Hardin area for the next month.
And that was Color 8's Nick Law reporting. The exact details of the contract talks between Two Rivers Authority and American Police Force remain under wraps.
So you buy a bunch of black SUVs, bring in foreign mercs, admittedly run by foreigners, and your authorities drive a black car, wear a black uniform, got a German Shepherd and a machine gun. You are now an authority, Steve Quayle.
Well, I think the thing that people have got to understand and has really got to sink in is that we are under occupation. Look, we watched it happen in Nazi Germany. By the way, what's happening in the best illustration is pre-World War II Norway, how the Nazis moved into Norway, moved into Sweden, moved into, obviously, Scandinavia, and assimilated into the community. How long, Alex, have you and I been reporting on all the anomalies that people are seeing? And now it's here, ladies and gentlemen, because, again, and Alex, there are 400,000 foreign troops in the United States. People used to give us crap all the time about it, and they did. They gave me crap until it just, it just flowed. The bottom line is, and then NORTHCOM comes out and says they want permission from Congress to strategically place 400,000, quote, peacekeepers in the U.S. Where do those peacekeepers come from? Well, guess what? The United Nations. And isn't it incredible that the CDC, and we got to bring this in, the Center for Disease Control and the World Health Organization no longer report H1N1 deaths because there's not enough of them. So how can you have a pandemic when there's no deaths to warrant the level 6? This is all manipulated. It's all absolute programming, and it's all designed to put us under martial law. And by the way, the Hardin facility isn't for Gitmo. It's for people who are resistors.
And let me stop you right there. They admit that in the Homeland Security reports we broke and the Mayak reports. Is Steve still there? Steve, finishing what you said, you talked to the county sheriff's department. Steve, by the way, has given us dozens of good reports, and more than that over the years. So we can count on what Steve tells us. In fact, we've had Steve on it several times, not Steve Quayle, but the other Steve as a guest, about bizarre stuff going on at universities in East Texas and all these flu drills before this even happened, practicing quarantining with Army at different universities. Steve, you talked to her, and she just said none of this is going on. But you said, "Well, I've seen the newscast with that on the mercenary vehicles," and she said, "Well, that's been taken off." So first she denies it, but as soon as she knows that you know facts, she goes, "Well, that's no big deal." I mean, that is really frightening when the sheriff's department is engaged in deception.
And I also want to mention I had an interesting discussion with a woman with City Hall tied in with the city council. I wanted to point out, first of all, the guy that's on that newscast, he's not the mayor. His name's Al Peterson. He's with this Two Rivers Authority. And if you notice, he used the name Captain Michael. They said they had a contract. Well, first of all, with the sheriff's department, the woman, by her response, this is fake. And then when I told her what I knew, I mean, she didn't know what to say, but when she said it's taken off the vehicles, in other words, in her mind, that makes it all okay. And, you know, to summarize all that, I just told her, no, what needs to be removed is these people from your town. And when I talked to the city hall woman, you know, I just let her know, look, you need to let these people with the city council know they're there to uphold the laws of your community and to protect the locals. It's local municipalities. And she said,
Well, listen, I asked her who's... Go ahead.
What's that?
Go ahead.
I asked her, who's the Two Rivers Authority? Well, they're here for they're set up for economic development.
So let's be clear. It's just like LCRA here in Central Texas has SWAT teams, armored vehicles, private jails. It's a quasi-private group. They take over towns. So that guy acting on the news like he's the mayor of Two Rivers, this is just the head of this authority that's done a contract with the American police force that isn't even American, who's now driving around just announcing themselves as an incorporation over the city. This is a total takeover. Good job, Steve.
Yeah. I'd like to say one more
thing. I got to go to other callers, or I'm not going to be able to get to others. Steve, can we keep you to the bottom of the hour another 5 minutes?
Sure.
Okay, because I want to be able to take calls and get their info. Let's continue here. Let's talk to Scott in Nebraska. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the work ethic camp. I'm in Nebraska. It's a little town on the western edge of Nebraska right next to Wyoming, Colorado, called McCook. Just Google work ethic camp Nebraska. This is it's disguised as a drug rehab prison. But this is a FEMA camp if I've ever seen one. This is a concentration camp. Can you see any of that yet?
No, but I'm aware of how they camouflage these. Notice I said this was really a camp for Camp X-Ray prisoners, and then we found mainstream news out of Billings saying that. Now, I'm not bragging about my mind. When you study this stuff 15, 16, 18 hours a day, you start understanding the patterns, and then you know what you're seeing immediately, no matter what they say. But in this case, they're admitting it all. Steve Quayle.
Well, I think the bottom line is that whatever they do, they always do in plain sight. And remember, redefining terms is the Hegelian dialectic. And we watch that in Hitler. And, you know, you and I start screaming when they start talking about Homeland Security. By the way, wasn't it just last week that Homeland Security supposedly had done penance for their identifying all of the terrorists, and now they're back up in full force again? And guess who's on the list? Everybody was on the list before. Now, Alex, here we may be close to this, a timing issue before you and I have to say goodbye today. The idea of the timing, it looks like October, November is the time period. I just got an email in. You need to hear this. The Louisiana State Police are doing explosive ordnance device training. They're running classes right now for all their parishes. The policemen in this class told me they're getting ready to raise the terror alert, looking at some weird United Nations camera vehicle group on I-20 in Mississippi at this point. And the guy said, thank you, Frank. He's saying, I'm trying to get pictures. So the thing is, look, we come out, we speak about the vaccination. They say, okay, we'll just go to the next thing. We identify the next thing. They just go to the next thing. These people are not without plan D, E, F, G if we expose A, B, C. But it still puts people into the same position. They have got to make sure that if they could not go to a store for 30 days, they could stay where they're at. By the way, our governor just made a statement, I guess, today that he's not going to allow anybody with federal authority to take away the guns, the food, or that or the state rights that we possess and we intend to stand with. So, you know, again, we've got a very outspoken state governor. People are asking me, will secession succeed? No. We're going to be balkanized. The only question is, will enough people be gotten out of harm's way in time?
Steve, that's another nexus point. Your governor said you're going to manufacture guns in the state outside federal control. Northcom out of Colorado said we're not going to allow that. And then now Obama's come in with Justice Department letters threatening the states, threatening them with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act that stated Homeland Security is to block governors and legislatures. So
absolutely,
that's what this is a major federalized, internationalized cancer probe that they've put in to this town.
Absolutely, Alex. And one of the things I've got to tell everybody, you've got to understand, and those of you who are Christians have got to you've got to pray for the people who are absolutely in state office that are standing up in federal office, because, look, They have assassination teams, just like the old video series America. You remember where the Russians took out? They took out all of Congress and the Senate? Well, these guys got the same plan. Anybody that doesn't go along, they either pay them off or they blow them away.
Or set them up. And they made that show with Chris Christopherson off of real plans that have been drawn up. But instead of Russians doing it, it's this international corporate takeover. And just like Operation Valkyrie was used against Hitler, they're going to use the continuity of government grid as their playbook. And
he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need.
Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com is our guest. Infowars.com is my main website, along with PrisonPlanet.com. We'll continue to have Steve on throughout the week with reports as he learns more of people on the ground there in Montana. You will definitely have important reports here on this radio show. Steve, I want to jam in a few final calls. I'll continue with the calls after you leave us. Up next here is, let's talk to Diane in Montana. Diane in Montana, where this is going on, but as Steve said, it's happening everywhere. Diane, what's your info?
Okay, September 9th. Steve, I don't know if you'll remember me from Superior, Montana, which is about 50 miles west of Missoula.
Right.
We had a small incident where there was a bunch of SUVs, black Hummers, you name it. It was all there. They even brought a helicopter in. It was 4 miles from my home. So when we went to check it out, there was a husband that went down there and talked to them personally. They were all over climbing the mountains in camo, dressed up. They were armed, and they said they were just doing a training exercise. Called the sheriff's office, and we got the same story. It's just FBI training, but it was FEMA. Right in Superior, and we're probably about maybe 4,000 population.
Well, I need everybody in the area to get cameras. They're very cheap now, video cameras, for as cheap as $100 that shoot decent quality. Everybody needs to be shooting this and uploading it to YouTube. Steve Quayle.
Well, I think, you know, that's obvious, and as we're talking, Alex, I think that people need to become eyes and ears and email you stuff in real time and make, put video important of stuff. Don't just, you know, go out and just take dormant military vehicles, but vehicles that are in motion, like the report we just got. And let me share this, too. People have got to stay up on this. You know, there are reports of sailors being vaccinated. I stated, and this is critical for people to understand, you guys in the Pentagon, shame on you. I stated that the easiest way to deal with America before a full-scale assault in this country was to poison the vaccines and then let them be tested on servicemen. And because of this is a matter of national security, Alex, big time, we're not going to get any true reports.
And now we're hearing, Bob Chapman's confirmed with his sources, and he's always been accurate, that they're dying on the ships, not just quarantining them.
Well, absolutely. And see, this is the thing, too, that people have got to understand, that we have a specific concern out there for whatever it's going to be. They're going to initially utilize the H1N1, H5N1, whatever else they come up with. But the idea is this, is to scare you. And if we provide the information, Alex, and God bless you for what you do, all the different information that should be an antidote for fear, because that's what we're talking about.
All right, let me ask Diane in closing, what did the locals think, and how many FBI FEMA troops were there?
Okay, there were 6 vehicles when my husband went right by them. He called back and said, lockdown. I don't know what's going on, if there's escape prisoners or what. Same time, helicopter came through right overhead. Called his secretary, who was coming in on I-90, told her to check that area out and look at it, and that's when she saw all the camo guys all over the mountainside just crawling up. Asked around town. People didn't think anything about it.
Yeah, this is insane. They're definitely probing and testing. Thank you so much, Diane. Let's cram in another call here. Let's talk to Jeremy in Alaska. Jeremy, what's your intel?
How you doing, Alex?
Hey, buddy.
I'm a sovereign. I'm in Alaska. I want to commend you on the work that you've done, sir. You're not responsible for waking me up, but you're definitely one of the people that kept me awake. I've been studying law over the last year, and I'm from a lieutenant colonel in the Marines for 35 years, and also some other people that are international attorneys. And from what I'm understanding is there's this NAFTA free trade agreement.
Yes, and under that they have a military sharing agreement, 2002, 2008, to occupy the U.S. with foreign troops. That is mainstream announcement. Steve Quayle.
Well, and again, that's absolutely correct, and I think everybody's got to understand this by putting us into a level six bioemergency under the World Health Organization. In essence, who just got appointed head of the United Nations Security Council for the first time? The President of the United States. Putting it all together, Alex, I don't believe there is a more totalitarian, more disconcerting picture of the partitioning off, the selling off, the giving off, the pirating off of the United States, its assets and its people. And by the way, the numbers that they're talking about, 50 million people, that's the minimum amount of people that the globalists want to kill. They actually
All right, Steve Quayle, we will get a report from you tomorrow. Can you join us again tomorrow?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you. While he's on hold, let's get him set up now. I'm going to come back with a recap of this, other key news, announce the contest winners, and you will be hearing more on this show about what's happening up there. I'm going to leave it at that. We'll be right back. This is a confirmed FEMA camp. The locals are being secretive about it. But we found an earlier newscast from April of this year out of KULR 8 News, Emily Natz. Here it is.
Potential for detaining terror suspects at the empty Two Rivers detention facility in Hardin has Montana congressional delegation speaking out.
I'm against it. I don't think it's a good idea. It's too much of a security risk. I don't think we want to have Al-Qaeda prisoners in Montana. It's a security risk that I don't think we want to have.
However, Senators Max Baucus and John Tester and Representative Denny Rehberg say they do support the jail in finding viable contracts. Tuesday, Hardin City Council gave Two Rivers Detention Center officials the green light to pursue a contract to accept Gitmo prisoners. President Barack Obama has said he plans to close Guantanamo by next January. Jail officials say their facility is secure enough to hold the terror suspects.
We understand this is a long shot at best. And really what we're asking for him is just to come out and take a look at our situation and see if it would fit for him.
The U.S. Justice Department says right now the Gitmo Detainee Review Task Force is determining whether each prisoner will be prosecuted or sent overseas.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is that facility. Now, they have another supermax that's closed in Montana. They say they're going to hold people in, including U.S. citizens. In fact, U.S. News and World Report reported on it. I need Paul Watson on this, my best researcher on this. They're all great, but Paul really can ferret stuff out even when I can't find it. I remember it was in the news about the supermax, and then it said, oh, and there's already some terrorists there, some animal rights activists and people are being held, and their families aren't allowed to visit them. It's like Gitmo. But that's a supermax. This is another bigger facility for whole families. And then we have this other newscast where they're all being shifty about it now. Looks like they got the contract when black vehicles saying Hardin police show up with foreigners going, we are in control. You must list our firearms with us. I mean, and since we broke this today, Steve Quayle really broke it this weekend, but it broke big here today. They pulled the American Police Force site down. They're pulling videos down. This is off the charts creepy. I mean, we have run right into a nest, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. Let's go ahead and play it.
of the American police force showed up in Hardin yesterday, driving vehicles with Hardin police written on them. As Color 8's Nick Law reports, it created quite a stir, especially because Hardin doesn't have a city police department.
This was the talk of the town in Hardin on Thursday. Mercedes decked out in the City of Hardin Police Department decals and driven by American Police Force members. Two Rivers Authority officials say having APF patrol the streets was never part of their agenda.
You know, I have no idea. I really don't, because that's not anything that's been in the discussions that I've had with any of them.
As it stands now, the Bighorn County Sheriff's Department is contracted to patrol the city, and APF has no jurisdiction. If that was changed, Peterson claims it would have to go through the city council. As for the jail contract with APF, both sides are yet to agree on a deal, as bondholders rejected it again on Thursday morning.
No, it's a complicated issue. There's a lot of tax laws that they're working through, and we're just hoping now. We thought we were going to get it by Tuesday night. We're hoping now we can get it by Friday night.
And Two Rivers Authority officials say the contract only deals with the detention facility and the training center. There's no mention of a homeless shelter, animal shelter, or any other services for the area.
Well, you know, that was never in the contract to begin with. I think it was just kind of on a wish list of what Captain Michael wanted to do here.
American Police Force officials plan on staying in the Hardin area for the next month.
And that was Color 8's Nick Law reporting. The exact details of the contract talks between Two Rivers Authority and American Police Force remain under wraps.
So, you got a FEMA camp. You've got a private prison facility there. The president's looking at putting a FEMA camp there with prisoners. It's been built recently. Locals ask about it and are told to shut up. And then Captain Michael, with his foreign merc group, this is an international foreign group, says, oh, it's just a wish list they're driving around with their new patrol vehicles. Then you call up, the sheriff's department goes, we don't know what you're talking about. None of this exists. Ha ha. And here's another whitewash report. Here it is.
Split over what American police force's intentions are. But Hardin mayoral candidate Kerry Smith says the group is here to help.
Oh!
2 days after American Police Force members arrive in Hardin in black Mercedes police cars, the Hardin decals are gone.
Oh!
Who is the American Police Force? That's what I'd like to know.
When we approached the group Friday morning, an APF member instructed us he wasn't sure where the group's leader, Captain Michael Hilton, was. Minutes later, Hilton abruptly left the facility.
Oh!
Do you think it's mysterious at all?
It probably is to those that don't know what's going on.
Kerry Smith is the wife of Two Rivers Authority Executive Director Greg Smith, who was recently placed on administrative leave. No public explanation has been given. Kerry wouldn't comment on her husband's paid leave, but says the truth about APF will be revealed and the public has nothing to fear.
You can't panic. You just go with the flow and everything will be fine.
But other Hardin residents are concerned about the lack of information so far.
I'm concerned about the legitimacy of who they are.
There's a lot of secrecy going on, I guess is what I would say.
American Police Force says it will meet with the media Saturday morning and answer questions regarding the group's secrecy and discuss its future plans for Hardin.
I mean, it's wonderful. It's going to be great. I don't understand who this company is and why they... Where were they 2 years ago? That's all I have to say. Where were they before the ground broke?
The bondholders are yet to approve the contract between Two Rivers Authority and American Police Force. Now, APF is on site right now. They're taking inventory of the jail. They say they'll remain in the area for the next couple weeks to assess the situation. Reporting live in the newsroom, Nick Law, Color 8 News.
Oh, I'm having trouble right now even dealing with this and processing it. Ah. What did the clergy response team say when they finally announced it and had the preachers going, we're training people to go to the camps, turn their guns in, Romans 13, go easy, go with the flow, and everything will be all right. They're reading off a script. That was from Louisiana. This is from Montana. And, man, talk about Spookville, CIAville, black sedans running like roaches when you flip the light on at 3 a.m. in your apartment and there's, like, big fat roaches going, and they're like, running as fast as they can. Press conference on Saturday. We got a FEMA camp for real here, boy. Because they usually camouflage them and claim they're for something else. We have them red-handed with foreign mercs. This is Very interesting. I'll just leave it at that. Believe me, you're going to hear some key reports here in the next few days. Oh, boy. Okay. I meant to make greater fanfare of this, but I will announce it today. The article's up on InfoWars.com. Need to be contacted by the winners. I'll make the announcement right now. Where did my first place go? I had my first place winner here. Now I don't have it. Oh, here it is, first place. So it's written on the back of a FEMA camp article. Sorry. And I'm on the White House enemies list. You know, there's nothing to... I'm literally living on a Twilight Zone episode. I'm on the telephone. I'm with Charlie Sheen. The phone rings. Buzz Aldrin. This is a month before it came out. Oh, there's massive water on the moon. It'll be announced in a month. I see it on the front page a month later. I got Dave Mustaine, Megadeth over here. I got making films. I'm on the enemies list. Because FEMA camps are real. They're openly doing forced inoculations, openly announcing world government. You're all in the Twilight Zone here with me. The soccer moms are driving around dreaming about their football teams, and the average person has no idea what's going on. It's getting too weird, folks. It's getting too weird. Okay. The reason it took me a couple weeks longer to judge these and announce them was because there were hundreds of great entries, and I wanted to watch them all. Then I wanted to get my cruise review. I had three different people in the office watch the top 10 or 15 contenders. And they all came up with the same order of the winners. I guess on the Charlie Sheen contest, is it fair to tell the last winner of the two contests they can't be part of this contest because they keep winning? But, you know, it's my contest rules. I can do whatever I want. It's whoever the best winner is. San Francisco, Bay Area, the U.S. of Terror. That's their YouTube channel. They win first prize on the second. And we had debates. I said, should I be like a communist and give it to the second best? And he already won. Everybody said, no, give it to the best. Separately in my office, letting other people judge, they came up with the same winner as I did. So you got to give it to the winner. And so that's the end of it. I asked Rob Dew last week, I said, who do you think's the best? And he watched a whole bunch of them. I say 10, 15. Dew, come on in here. How many, after I'd already judged them secretly, how many of these did you watch? How many?
I watched every one.
Oh, so you watched more than...
I watched everyone that was on our contest page, all three pages. I watched everyone, and...
came to the same winner separately, not even knowing who I was going to choose.
I really liked...
Because I was wanting to take it away from him. I'm like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We had a meeting here...
Well, you said that, yeah. I said, I think San Francisco is the best, and you said, well, he won last time. I don't know if we could do that, and... I said, I mean, he took...
It's kind of like Roger Staubach. He won all the Super Bowls. I mean, he's Roger Staubach. I mean, he gets to win. Well, we're not commies here.
He took, there's Google. He went and did posters about Google. He did them about SRI.
In front of their offices.
Yeah, he went, and then he made his own swine flu poster and put that everywhere. So his posters look good. They're easy to read. He had a lot of, he went after Facebook. You know, he went and did... I think way above and beyond what anybody else did.
Well, we need to keep these posted for a week or two. They need to get mega viral.
Yeah.
This poster contest is so good. He wins. Those folks win. Los Angeles, we have a new winner.
Yep.
Los Angeles got second place.
I think it's most of the We Are Change people from Los Angeles.
But it's a separate, it's Freedom Is Free 1776.
Yeah.
They did great. Tomorrow, unless we're in total martial law or something, I'll be playing these on air. New York, who won second place last time, they won third place.
Right, right.
So these are just good filmmakers. These are good activists, and that's who won.
They do things that are going to get people's attention, which I like. You know, they were out there doing things. And then there were some other notables. Pittsburgh and San Antonio We Are Change did really good videos. They were, I felt, a little too drawn out in order to make the full impact.
Multi-parts.
Yeah, because, you know, if you'd... You got to get the message across, and we put no guidelines in there, but, you know, you got to do it in 4 to 5 minutes, I think, and if to really make it to where people are really going to watch it and you know, get the message. This guy in New York did a lot of crazy stuff, and you know, and he kind of lampooned it a little bit in terms of how he was acting. And
by the way, they all deserve to win.
Oh, sure.
We all win in the fight for liberty.
There's some
getting people politically active. They all win by getting out, getting involved, showing people how to be grassroots and how we can bring down the tyranny if we have to, if they shut down the web and radio, just with posters.
Yeah.
Folks, exactly. It's a devastating weapon against the New World Order and the info war. And a little bit racy there on that last one, but it doesn't matter. He gets third place. So San Francisco, the United States of Terror, first place. Freedom is Free, 1776. L.A., second place. And two, Johnny T. Gets third place. And they all deserve.
Now, they did a very good job.
So that's $1,600 in prize money. They need to contact us to win again. But luckily we have two of the people that won's contact info already.
Yeah.
And we'll do that in a timely manner. Hopefully, we're so busy. It's an insane asylum here of work. I'm not complaining. I'm saying just give us a break, folks. It's total war room, White House enemy list, black ops following me, total insanity.
G20 arrest.
We're almost strangling each other routinely. I mean, it is like, I just can't believe this. I mean, I said I was going to be taking off, only working 8 hours a day the next few weeks. It's not happening. I got some ops going against the New World Order and
right.
The peaceful side of things. And folks just want to watch this channel InfoWars and the radio for the next few days. I'll just leave it there. But there are the winners there. We'll play these videos, at least parts of them. One of them's too racy to play, really, here on the show. The big new Charlie Sheen one, $13,500
right.
For first place, $1,000 for second, $500 for third. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is happening. Next week we'll have the rules up. I have it by Monday. I've got some other projects I've got to work on now. No rest for the... I didn't know I was this wicked. If the saying, no rest for the wicked. How about rest for people that want freedom? I like hot dogs, but this is like a hot dog eating contest where I got to eat hundreds of hot dogs, is the analogy, and I don't know.
I'm looking forward to see the entries from this one. We got one early on from a guy, and he did it all silent. He kind of turned him into puppet caricatures, and it was really good.
Send that to Charlie.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the deal. You got a month and a week or so. I'm going to announce the date. It's roughly going to be a month. Launching next Monday, $13,500 prize. Charlie wants you to get $10,000 after taxes, roughly. And there's no rules but what Charlie Sheen picks.
Right.
And you can condense down 20 minutes with the president, do the whole thing, do part of it, do it however you want. It can be two black guys, two white guys, two women, a man and a person from China, a woman. It doesn't matter. You can use sock puppets. You can do animated videos. Whatever Charlie thinks is the best, and he says he's going to watch them all, whatever Charlie thinks is the best is going to win. And with that, thank you, Rob Dew.
All right.
And those winners are posted up on InfoWars.com. Thank you so much. Rob arrested this week by we didn't even play the clip of the mayor there in Pennsylvania just saying there's no free speech. You don't go out on the streets or we arrest you. I mean, this country is the banks are taking us over here. I just keep catching my breath. I just wish the general public would wake up. I know we're waking up record numbers of people, but it isn't fast enough. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Is the bottom line on this. And I know we've got more callers calling in with information. And I'd go into overdrive, but I've got stuff I got to do around here. Rebroadcast Jam Pack starts in about 10 minutes at InfoWars.com. I didn't even plug our sponsors today, which means I'll double down tomorrow. But even though I'm just going to plug our sponsors, even though these aren't their paid ads. Silverlungs, silverlungs.com is great. Survivalseedbank.com is great. Diginet.net is wonderful. Call of Blue is fantastic. Callofblue.com. They make it possible. MySolarBackup.com. MySolarBackup.com. Again, those are just some of the people that I didn't even plug today, and I haven't even really plugged except once that Fall of the Republic's available for pre-sale right now. If you want to get it first, the orders will be shipped out in the order they come in. It officially comes out October 21st at PrisonPlanet.tv, and your DVD will be in the mail a few days before that. If you get your orders in early, I can't promise if they come on after the date, it'll be backed up a few days by then. So always get a surge of orders right when it officially is released. If you want to get it first, get your orders in at InfoWars.com right now or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's the coordinates. Get it. Make it go mega viral while we still have some semblance of the First Amendment. 888-253-3139 or order it online at InfoWars.com. Get the DVD. Stay with us.
Or older.
All right, note to John Harmon, who we've lost contact with in Minnesota. We're going to go out with Highway to the Danger Zone for all the folks in Montana covering this. Who knows who else will be popping into Montana? Oh, yeah, we got a red-hot FEMA camp manned by foreign mercs. And we are on the job. Hey, Harmon, you hear me? Yeah, we completely lost Minnesota. Hope we're even connected up with those boys. Lord knows what's going on down there. Harmon, I am me if you've got us up there in Minnesota. I'm in Texas, for listeners out there confused by it. Oh, that's strange. Oh, he's there. Okay, I'm going to take us out then. We've lost our connection to you. But you've got our connection to you, right? I don't know what that means. Yes?
Yeah, I'm here. We just lost the back.
Okay, we lost the backup. Okay, that's fine. Look, I meant to get to Jeremy, Dave, Ken, Paul, and everybody else. We went to Paul. Tomorrow, live, 11 to 3 Central. Tell everybody to tune in. Obviously, things are getting more and more insane. We are now on the White House enemies list. It's been reported they have an enemies list in mainstream media. Now one of the biggest tabloids out there, but it's not the really corny space alien ones. It's the Globe. Obama's secret enemies list, and I guess that kind of whitewashes it, but I'm on the list. So we're going to get reports coming up at PrisonPlanet.com on that. We've got all the articles posted, the videos being posted inside the FEMA camp up on PrisonPlanet.com and Paul Watson's article, Montana Town Occupied by Private Paramilitary Force. Steve Quayle says they're telling locals that as they take over, they're going to have to come in and register their guns with the private group. According to Steve, I don't doubt him. I doubted him 10, 12, 13 years ago. I didn't think he was lying, but I doubted some of it. And now it's just more and more Steve Quayle. I wish he wasn't right. I'm going to contact Coast to Coast AM. I would imagine they'll want a report from me or Steve on tonight. This is just becoming totally insane. FEMA camp confirmed. We played you the newscast. In fact, guys, make sure Watson posts that newscast from YouTube months ago in April when they were wanting to make it a FEMA camp. And now foreign mercs show up and take it over. I want to commend the crew. This place is a war room, literally. One of Rob Dew's best friends. I wonder why he was so bummed out when he got back. It wasn't just bummed out that he got arrested by the military and saw Luke tortured. But one of his best friends died. Going to bury her of cancer. Young woman dying of cancer. Happens to everybody now, I guess. It's part of the new freedom. Sorry, buddy. Appreciate you working so hard. And you didn't even tell me why he's been bummed out. She died this weekend? Last Friday. Oh, so you got the news while you were at the G20. Yeah. Sorry to hear that. Morning, I got arrested. Okay, take me out with Highway to the Danger Zone. This is for everybody out there standing up to the tyranny. You know you love this corny 80s rock. Have a little bit of fun as we go out to break here. And I just want to commend Jaron Neihardt, Paul Hartman, Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson, Jason Douglas, Jason Burmes, all the crew, everybody here that makes this radio show possible, the entire InfoWars team. Spread the word about the show. We are the tip of the spear. We're having an effect. We're taking on the New World Order. We know that they're not invincible. That's why we're in the White House enemies list. Pray for us, most importantly, because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting in that F-14. We're going to go expose the New World Order. You just better get ready. Right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. Crank it up and take us out. Out there on the edge. Shoving in the overdrive. The Republic's worth it.